This week's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. With Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. No commute, no leaving the office, no squeezing in an appointment during your lunch hour, and no judgments. So that means no leaving your bed, no having to get ready, no having to do a whole bunch of nothing. All you got to do is message them. So to match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/zone and use the code ZONE to get $5 off your first month and show your support for this show. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Okay.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Everything I want, I have. Rosa Parks. You know what she wanted?
Oh, no.
A seat on a damn bus.
That's it?
That's all we need. Sometimes less is most. Not more. Most. As in the best it could be, the greatest it could have been.
Thank you, Lord.
Iyanla Van Zandt. Oh, Iyanla. Iyanla housed and held. What do you call it when a kennel? So she kenneled Hazel Lee for enough time to shoot an episode of Fix My Life. Regarding Hazel Lee and her recent social media outbursts about colorism and homophobia, where she said that all the dark butts were coming at her and all the gays were going to burn in hell like the Bible said they would. And
she did.
Dark butts really, nothing but dark girls couldn't stand her because she was that pretty light skin. Her pretty light skinned ass is what it said.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Iyanla, she was able to, she put on a hazmat suit. And she was able to withstand the bioterrorism of being around Hazel Lee long enough to shoot an episode. And during that episode,
pop my butt.
Yes.
Pop my butt.
She actually forced Hazel Lee to look at pictures of historic black women figures like Pearl Bailey, who Hazel didn't know was, and Rosa Parks and Sojourner Truth, all of them. She had her looking at the pictures of them reciting the lyrics to her song, which went,
pop my butt. Pop my butt.
I'm a frost bitch. Yeah, yeah. Pay the cost to be the boss bitch. Which Iyanla responded to by telling her, so you're going to look at Sojourner Truth. You're going to tell Sojourner Truth you a bad bitch. You a boss bitch. To Sojourner Truth. Huh? She said, do you know who Pearl Bailey is? I don't know, Miss Iyanla. She said, you need to know. She said, and you call yourself an entertainer. Huh. That's what she said.
Mm.
So it was a festival of learning. And it was just wonderful to watch her really be rolled back and forth like a tennis ball on a tennis court between Iyanla and the truth. And so that was great to watch. And the hashtag for this week is a seat on the damn bus, which I think would be a fantastic follow-up to Solange Knowles' Grammy Award-winning album, A Seat at the Table.
Mm.
Hashtag a seat on the damn bus. And with that being said, and most importantly, understood and felt in this case, myself and all the dark butts and hellbound gays
yes.
That Hazel E, you know, damned to hell, we would like to welcome everyone to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who in the hell wants a musty brain besides Hazel E? How's everybody doing today? Hey, friend.
Hey, what's the hashtag?
The hashtag is a seat on the damn bus.
A seat on the damn. Okay, I missed
that's
that.
That's the hashtag.
Damn bus.
How are you guys?
Wonderful and seated awesome. On the bus.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How are your weekends?
Blessed, highly favored.
Blessed awesome. And busy. Busy, y'all, busy, busy.
Y'all look cold.
I'm freezing. But you know what? It's better than, honestly, being out there and being musty and crazy stank like them people at Coachella. But I know that they had an awesome ass time and it was worth
it. Yes, they did.
Yeah. Because I enjoyed watching all of it at home this entire weekend. I caught several sets. It was amazing. But I guess we'll get into that more later.
I've been getting to the money.
Hey,
everybody mad.
Hey.
You knew that was going
to
come
up. Makes you want to dance. Shout out to Beyonce Knowles.
Yes.
Can we rent out a dance studio and just learn that 1 minute set?
Yes.
I'm not even joking.
I'm down.
For real.
I'm down to learn more than that. I mean,
my hair is ready.
friend. Now that hair, just to see that hair and watch hey, that Brian look, Matt. Just to hey. See that, just to see you throw that hair and throw that ass on a stage.
And I'm gonna wear the same outfit.
Oh,
I gotta find the boots.
Challenge.
I got the top.
Accept it.
Challenge.
I'm gonna have Tokyo make me and Asante some of them Lay Twins wigs, and we're gonna be look, Lay Twins.
I want to wear the press out because you know one of them got the press out now, so okay. I'm gonna be up there looking like.
Now you remember what happened last time?
What
the press out?
Oh,
I love you. I can say that. Damn it, I love you, man.
Only the OG friend zone listeners.
Wow, know what that was?
Wow, that's so random. That's not even related.
They're gonna start
to...
sending us the emo picture of that kid.
You said you wanted the press out, man. It just came to me.
Wait,
mom.
But it's not a press out. He has locks. Or am I tripping?
It was flowing like, it was like all wavy, moving like it was hair. Like, I thought it was just like pressed out. Like,
oh, I thought it was, I was like, oh, he locked his
But I couldn't
hair.
Tell. Because
yeah,
either way, it was still
see.
Long and it was flowing. So I was like,
I want
damn.
That flowetry hair that the other one had.
That big ass fro, like mm-hmm. that Amara LaNegra special.
Amara LaNegra, what's her name? What's her name on Real Housewives of Potomac? What's her name?
Ashley,
the Ashley Darby. She's got a big curly wig like Lay Twins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty?
It's pretty, but it's also got a bit of an asymmetric slant like Vanessa. Remember when Vanessa Huxtable had that
yes.
asymmetric? It's kind of like that too, but more amplified. Wow. It's cute.
I don't even want to know what y'all talking
Ashley
about.
Ashley Darby.
How was your weekend, friend?
Amazing. I'm ready to move to Denver.
Yeah?
Denver.
When y'all are ready, I'm ready. It is beautiful. We stayed in a house in the mountains. Mm. Shout out to Lone, my family, because it's their house, their
wow.
grandparents' house, which they just bought. And, you know, to kind of keep it in the family. And they told us, please feel free to stay there if you guys want.
Dope.
We got there. The fridge was fully stocked with everything they know I like to eat.
Wow, friend.
They had kombucha, all fresh fruit, veggies. I mean, I felt so loved, so seen.
Yeah.
They gave us their car so that we didn't have to worry about getting lifts. Because since it was far out, remember in Atlanta with your with the house, we getting lifts was kind of hard because we were like an hour
right.
out into the woods, so they gave us their car so we didn't have to worry about getting lifts all late and stuff. And obviously, the Denver stop of the tour set the tone. Did you guys see the pictures?
They were absolutely beautiful.
So that venue was a dream.
Looks so dope.
The guy had, shout out to Cluster Studios, the guy had a room, okay, full of plants.
That, those walls, friends,
yes.
that
and,
was gorgeous.
And he was like, but not even that, I'm talking about a whole separate room where he was like, if you need more plants, just, he was like, come with me. I mean, who was he talking to? I felt like I stepped into a dream. We opened this door and he has plants just in case I needed extra.
Wow. So to walk into all them plants
all
was amazing
the ones
enough.
You already saw, all the plant
so
wall.
So then to be like, so in case this ain't enough.
Exactly.
Like,
so the venue, we literally laced it completely. It just felt like an Amazon, and it was amazing. The women were amazing. Shout out to Barry of Podcast and Color.
Barry came.
Barry was
oh,
one of the
Barry.
Travel Barry.
Okay.
Flight Barry.
Shout out
okay.
to her. Which
Carrie
is...
Barry. Carry on.
Okay.
It was dope to see her.
Chapter Barry.
Okay.
And to all the women who attended, Denver was just great. They connected so much because remember, this experience is curated, which really did change the tone because everyone there had some kind of passion project or something going on. So they were on a different level with each other. They almost had like similar intentions on why they came. So by the end of it, they were like best friends. They even went
wow.
out to eat, which has never
That's
happened.
Cool.
Like the whole group just rolls out together. And apparently they hung out until like midnight, you know, already started connections, hiring each other.
Activating, yeah,
which was the goal. So that was awesome. I just felt I feel very full, and I think that that just reminded me of what this tour is about, and excited me for what this year is going to look like. So thank you, Denver, Vermont. You're almost sold out; only 3 slots left, which is amazing because it's not till like a month from today. But if you still are interested, please, we're still taking applications till the end of this week. ActivationTour.com. Super excited. It's going to be a great year. Yeah.
That's dope, man.
And that's it.
Shout out to Denver. I heard Denver was plentiful
Denver.
With plants. I heard that about Denver.
Yes.
Is it plentiful with black people?
I can't say that, But, I mean, they all came to my event, so they're there.
I kind of want to go just to see what that's about.
We should roll. We have the house with Loan up in the mountains.
I mean.
And it was beautiful.
I'm down. I can't move, so, you know, I'm down for a visit.
That air so fresh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know, and I got people out in Denver.
And it's, you know, the elevation. So you had to stay hydrated because you definitely were feeling it. With our little raggedy New York lungs.
Right.
I was ooh.
I know mine on crutches.
Mine need the ICU out there.
And speaking of us traveling and touring, Chicago.
Y'all coming up.
Chicago, y'all coming up, when is it, May 12th?
May 12th.
Saturday, May 12th.
That's
right. We will be in Chicago. VIPs are sold out, but general admission tickets are still available. Come check us out, thefriendzonelive.com, for more information. Can't wait to see ya.
I want to see what Chicago is talking about. I want to see what everybody's wearing. I want to know where we should go eat and go hang out afterwards for the night. I want to know all that stuff. So, Chicago, let us know what's up and come see us on May 12th.
And you know we're going to have surprise guests.
And let us know about the music scene, because I've actually, there's some people during the music segment that hopefully I'll get a touch on if I don't forget. But out of Chicago, so if y'all coming to the Chicago show, you know, hit us up. Let me know what y'all want to hear, what y'all listening to out there, all that sort of stuff. I just want to be part of the post.
Word. So, with that being said, are y'all ready to jump into the recap?
Yeah. Oh, let's with our kneecaps.
So, on last week's episode, we discussed the Osho documentary, Wild Wild Country, which had all of us, especially me, and our feelings. And as usual, you guys had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
There are actually a couple of people in the emails that I want to give a shout out to. I want to give a shout out to Ivana. The subject is the bad one and the bad bitch. Personally, I wasn't particularly interested in the religion part of cult or teachings of the Bhagwan. I don't tend to follow people easily, and I've never been interested in doing what other people tell me to do.
True.
That being said, I absolutely love the idea of Rajneesh Puram. I loved how it was set up in India, and I loved how it was built when they moved it to the USA. It was built as a utopia where everyone was so happy and so free, and that's something I crave so deeply in my life. For there to have been an entire community built where you were surrounded by caring, open, loving people appealed to me intensely. But as Fran said, searching for that sense of utopia and believing you can create it can be a way to fall into compliance traps.
Yes.
So I realized in my quest to find freedom and happiness, I need to stay vigilant so I can remain in the 5% of people who neither manipulate nor are easily manipulated by others. I also liked how the documentary showed both sides, as you all pointed out. I must admit, that plays a huge role in why, even after everything that happened, I continue to root for Sheila. To me, she was such a bad bitch who was just trying to do everything she could to protect the Bhagwan.
Even if
some of those things weren't so savory.
Wow.
Could she have been a psychopath?
Gucci.
I'm not a doctor. Could she have been a psychopath?
Oh, my God.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But a bad bitch is a bad bitch, and that's all I can say. That shit took me down in when I read that, so I have to read that out.
Not a bad bitch is a bad bitch, talking about Sheila.
Right? I mean...
Remember when she had someone come shave her legs?
Yeah.
Right.
Bruh. Anyway.
Someone comes in, wakes me up out my sleep, and says, get your things. Sheila wants you to shave her legs. I was like, I would have been like, girl, I am going
it
back
ends
to bed.
There.
What do you mean?
That's when I would have packed up and left. You have done a lot, Sheila. This is too much. Too much.
But look, she went from shaving Sheila's legs to poking
to
needles.
To killing somebody.
Man. Anyway, I had to read that one because that one was funny. And I also had to read this one just because it was a little bit more serious. Finding out my beloved pastor sexually assaulted two minors.
Oh, no.
This episode discussion definitely struck a chord with me. Learning the dark side of someone you admire so much happened to me in my early teens when I found out my then pastor had a serious problem with sleeping with women in our church. It was a congregation of about 60 people, mostly women, and he slept with almost all of them.
Wow.
I even learned he impregnated a member who later had an abortion. I couldn't fathom this to be true because he was so warm, welcoming, and charismatic, and I thought he could do no wrong. Fast forward over 10 years later, and he's almost 1 year into a 15-year prison sentence for being convicted of sexually assaulting two underage girls.
Yeah.
The news spread so much, it even made the Post when the verdict came in. While learning about all of this was horrific, I still get sad when I remember he's in prison because the memories I personally have of him were good. I was never exposed to the dark side I found out he had. I know I can't speak for everyone else in that environment who was there, because some people feel 100% he deserves the sentence. but I find myself feeling for his two daughters, who I know personally and saw grow up, and wonder how they're coping. So I just want to share that side of it, too, because I just know it's hard. Like, I know that there are so many random situations where you get caught up, like, in your feelings for something, you know, and you're stuck between right or wrong, and it's also not something that you have to deal with directly, but it still leaves you internally conflicted. And also, just to go back to a lighter note, Vince Staples, his comments on R. Kelly took me out. That video took me out, and I just had to share that as well. What about you, Fran?
You see Vince tweet that R. Kelly's peoples are looking for him.
and
he said he got a text.
Well, he spelled the P.
He probably ain't right.
He said the Pied Piper's after me. My Lord.
He's like, I hear him.
I actually dipped into the Twitter streets.
Pull up, friend.
Pull up. And Triple T Podcast said, I understand this episode is about how Osho ain't shit, but I'm still finna add these books to my Amazon cart.
To see, man.
If his ass is changing lives. And then look at the picture they added.
Count as Vaughn.
Count as Vaughn.
From the Parker's theme song.
So it was a lot. It was a mixed bag of emotions. Some of you were like, you're completely able to cancel people and have no problem with it, despite how good the impact may have been, or how good the music or books, how good the information. Other people said they are able to separate the art from the artist, and even if something bad did happen, they don't feel the need to cancel. And then we have Triple T Podcast, who's like, I'm still buying these books because it was changing my life. Then that's all I'm going to focus on. So it's interesting. A lot of us had differing opinions. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, is the first time that it was like completely different opinions. Usually it's, you know, more so sided to one part, but not this time.
It's people, levels to it, man.
Levels. I get it, though, because it's hard. Some people are better equipped for cutting people off.
It ain't nothing to cut that off.
Ray, what about you, Dustin? What'd you find?
In these streets. Okay, so really quick, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Global Grind, who tweeted the real, true, and relatable story behind the squat and squint meme.
The squat and squint meme? What's
you know, the
that?
Girl who's wearing the pink jacket with the black leggings and the heels and the glasses, and she's got her legs spread, and she's squinting
oh,
like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they found the girl, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, her name is Kaylin, K-A-L-I-N, and she said that the real story was that her knees were in pain because she was just squatting for this picture. She's trying to take multiple takes of this picture that I'm showing Fran and Asante mm-hmm. now for the internet, and her knees were hurting after she was taking the picture, and that's why she was standing that way. Mm-hmm. And she said that that's what it was. And so now she said that her goal in life is to put as many smiles on as many faces as possible.
Aww.
So, yeah.
She's
so
taking it well.
Yes. She's being a good sport about it, but that's what that meme is about, and I'm sure that you all know what I'm talking about.
I wonder if she wrote that she's that girl from the meme in her bio. How
she might as well.
I'm it was that girl.
Profile picture, everything, cover, all of that.
Did you see the one, the version of it where they put on Cardi's outfit from her cover?
on the girl? No.
They put the jacket in the blonde.
Oh.
The internet, yo.
She's driving. I saw her in a car. It was a picture of a car with the window, the driver's side window down, and it was her face squinting out the window. So she is now driving. I want to give a shout out to Wiggy Wonder at yes. _ Simply Vic, who tweeted, so I found a New Orleans gospel bounce mix on Spotify, and I've got a mean look at Dustin body roll in my spirit this morning. E-Bobo.
Gospel.
Yes. So I want to give a shout out to them.
Please link me to this.
I want to give a shout out to This Is Bangin', who's in the Beyonce fraternity. Line Sis Greenlight is her name. And she said she wants to take this opportunity to thank Dustin because she can never look at a picture of Miles Davis the same again. Now she's always waiting for him to pop out behind from her. You bet you I'm right behind. I'm right behind. I'm finna pop out and get you, girl. I'm about to get you, girl. Give me a horn. Anyway.
Oh, God, that boy.
Okay.
What are your line names?
Oh, I'm Big Brother. Talk about your mama.
Is that a Beyonce song title?
No, it doesn't have to be. I decided I was going to give it my own because I felt like it needs to be indicative of, you know.
Hey. I hear that.
was yours?
I was very torn, but I decided to be to the left, hey. Irreplaceable, a.k.a. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you.
Oh. Dang, you got all the good ones.
I mean, those were the ones. There were so many. There's so many good ones.
I'm going to be check up on it.
Yes.
You
need to stop playing around with all these thugs and these gangsters.
Good.
Okay. Also, I want to give a shout out to K Dulce, K-D-U-L-C-E underscore, who responded to my tweet inviting everybody to turn it on and watch the Hazel Lee episode of Fix My Life by saying, in quotes, if you want to come on down, come on down. I really appreciated that. And OG listeners will as well. I also want to give a quick shout out to, and this is a specific, I see you, shout out to Ascending at A-L-W-Y-S-B, who said, Dustin and Asante, I came to see friend, but this was for you. Hashtag Denver and hashtag friendzone with a very personal uh-huh. gift. You saw it, Asante? Yes, I just want her to know we saw it, you know, we saw you. I would also like to give a quick shout out to at In Your Man's Phone, F-O-N-E. Yes, Andrew Cool Nannon, which, you know, again, the tweet, oh, this is one of them things God. Where the tweet is fire.
That's the name of the dude that killed Versace. Why did you do that?
Not Cool Nannon.
Cool Nannon. The tweet is fire, though. He said, the brand is strong. I was in Atlanta shaking my ass to Nice For What when a fellow listener approached me and said, nice hat.
Oh, yes.
Tipsy and exhausted from gyrating, I said, you listen. She said, yes. We embraced. Friendzone, hey friend, hey Dustin Asante. And he had a picture of a Go Ahead Friend hat. So ew. He had his hat on dancing another listener approach. So.
That's so sweet.
Yes. Yeah, and that's it. I just want to give those shouts out. And that's what I found in these streets.
Hey, so you guys ready to jump into this week's show?
Let's do it.
So it's a wild card episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that means.
Wow.
That means that, and we're also going in cold. We have no idea what Sir Dustin has in plan.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, literally going in cold. So go ahead, Dustin, take it away.
Well, you know, this week I just felt like we should do something that we really rarely, if ever, have done. We've rarely done it. You know, this is a talk show we talk on here. You know what I'm saying? And on most talk shows, they have a little section called Hot Topics! Woo!
I mean, can we talk?
So we're going to have a Hot Topic session today. And I ain't talking about the store with the grunge t-shirts.
Oh,
I'm talking
man,
about...
I love Hot Topics.
Me too.
Okay. So...
Sorry, just a moment of silence.
My little bracelet with the... The what do they call the spikes? Remember?
Oh yeah, yes.
Little cuffs, fake leather bracelet.
I got my magnetic earrings out of there. Mm-hmm.
All the red and black striped shirts you could ever
even
want.
My fake nose ring. I got that out of there because I hated going into Claire's and Icing or whatever that was. So I used to get it all out of Hot Topic.
Hot Topic had a lot of stuff.
They did.
Only other store I like better was Spencer's. You remember Spencer's?
Oh, I love Spencer's.
I don't remember
with all the
Spencer's.
Dirty t-shirts and like the lava lamps and all the shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spencer's was like the coolest store in the world. Yeah. They had like
Spencer's gifts and more.
Yeah, fake poop. You remember like all that's in the back? They had them naked
what
cards.
Is this store?
It was like, so like the banner, it was like Spencer and like a
Spencer's
yellow.
Spencer's gifts?
Yeah, Spencer's gifts and more.
Yeah.
And it was like Spencer's and like this like yellow, pink, blue, or some like tie-dye something. And inside the store was like all this cool shit. It was like really trendy though.
Hmm.
Like they have like cool cartoon t-shirts. Like they would have like Kenny t-shirts with him dead on it and some shit.
Very edgy
dirty,
things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dirty, yeah, we were selling poop.
Dirty birthday cards.
Paradise for a teenager.
Right.
Yes.
Whoopee cushions, prank gifts, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. You can get all that kind of shit at Spencer's.
All that shit.
And then Hot Topic came and that was more like clothes, but with a little bit of the Spencer stuff.
Just
in there.
A tad bit. Just not as much.
Anyway, so we're going to do Hot Topics, you guys. I picked a couple questions, a couple things that have recently been in the news that I felt like we could have some good conversations about.
Uh-oh.
This ain't gossipy. This ain't the Queen's Court. This ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? These are just general, you know, Hot Topics that I found that I thought would be of interest. First up.
Here we go.
So I was watching television the other day. You guys know I love Tamar Braxton, and I was a huge fan of her as a talk show host, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's recently been making frequent appearances on the Steve Harvey Show. I haven't really been watching his show because I'm never at home during the day when it comes on, but I have seen the clip circulating of her appearing on the show. And recently she was on there and there was a discussion between her and two other people. I can't remember who else was on the panel. Steve was moderating and he brought up this new service. It's a rideshare app, right? So like Uber or Lyft, but for kids. Okay, and it's called Hop Skip Drive. So basically, it's a rideshare app that is targeted toward working moms or working dads or working parents who don't have time to transport kids from, you know, extracurricular activity to activity or from home to school or wherever the hell they need to go. Wherever your kids need to go, it's a rideshare app targeted specifically at transporting children. All the drivers have to have over 5 years of experience in childcare. There have been background checks that have been run, you know, things like that. Mm. And you can track and check in on the ride. There's some sort of measure built into the app for you to check in along the way as frequently as you would like to on your kid, whatever. So Tamar was on the panel and she said, you know, they said, well, would you let your kids do this? And one of the other panelists said yes. And she was like, you know, I got a bunch of kids. And Tamar said, I get it. I really do. But no, I wouldn't let my kids do this because I'm black and we don't put our kids in cars with strangers. She said, that's just the way we were taught and raised up. And I understood that. So what do you guys think? How do you feel about Hop, Skip, Drive? And if you had a baby, would you put it in? Would your baby be hopping and skipping and driving with a stranger? What do you think? A baby, 10 months.
A baby?
A baby?
No, it took you 10 months to make the baby is what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not
doing it.
But you can put this service, you can put those babies in.
No. I mean, I'm not opposed to the service. I'm just not sure if I would use it. Like, I think it's a great idea and there are people that could definitely benefit from it. But if I had children, I think that I would try my best to, you know, make whatever accommodations that I could. And, I mean, they do have Uber and stuff, and I feel like teenagers do be using Uber.
I feel like
they're in and out of cars. So it's great that they have a service where these people are vetted for that. But just, I see what Tamar's saying, but I feel like I came from, like, a single-parent home. So I feel like if my mom had the service when I was younger, she might have been like, open up the app, brother.
Right.
You know, I ain't going to be able to see you till later, player, so open up the app. But, I mean, I don't see why I would not try to do it just because I feel like I want to raise kids a certain way. Mm. But I don't see there being a problem with this app at all.
Okay.
I mean, I see there being holes for it, but it's just not going to be my preferred.
Is Lavender going?
Lavender. I'm dead. This is tricky. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. Because it is a technological age, and we do have to move with the times. Because I remember saying I didn't even want to order my groceries.
Yeah. Right.
Like, maybe 6 months ago, and now my ordering ass orders everything.
You know? So,
regularly. Yeah, and even things that I didn't think that I would participate in
Let
technologically.
Alone scheduling it.
Right.
So it's second nature now.
You know? And I remember I was dead ass like, I wouldn't do that. I need to fill my fruit with my produce. Yeah, so, you know, I may be saying no now, and then I'll be the first parent with Lavinda sitting
her,
in the back.
All right. You see is her little backpack going inside the car. The backpack and the sole of her little shoes climbing in the car.
The sole
okay.
of
so there's the a part of me. Up in there.
There's a part of me that says no, I wouldn't want my kid because I would be anxious. Like, even if they have background checks, humans are going to human.
Exactly.
Like,
sure
you hear,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't necessarily make me feel comfortable. But, like I said, I also understand that we're changing. You know, times are changing.
Right.
So yeah, but who knows the kind of technology that's going to be coming for our kids in, like, 20 years.
I just know that I resent social media and stuff like that. So, like, when I raise my kids, I want to spend as much time with my kids as I can. And, like, I want to do all these little things. And that's what I'm thinking about.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a bad app idea. But for me,
no.
I just really want to, you know, like, be in the habit of picking my kids up and dropping them off. Like,
that would be ideal, but
I mean,
because in 5 years from now, who knows? The kids might be getting in the cars that auto-drive them damn selves. So
that's what I'm saying.
So that's why I'm like, I just wanted these moments with my people that I'm raising or, you know, part of their lives, that culture.
My Uber driver farted last week.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and so
did you ask
them? Send them me. And so I was sitting there, and I was on the phone with my brother, and
oh my
I realized.
Ooh, so in your mouth?
I realized that the smell, because, you know, this is New York City. We encounter smells so frequently.
Every block you pass.
You know, it's a different smell, and some are more offensive than others, and some are more disgusting than others, but I knew that something was off. But then I got that hint of that sweet chili smell.
No,
that I knew he had eaten something. Like
on?
It was just a disgusting. It was that. That's when I got the confirming, piercing stench of a fart. For real. So I was like, this motherfucker done farted in my Uber, and I couldn't believe it. And so that being said, it makes me nervous about a service like this. Because just like you said, Fred, humans go human. And yes, there's so many risks involved in parenting. You know, eventually you literally have to trust, you know, other people with your kid. You have to at a certain point.
Teachers, babysitters.
They can't be up under you every day, all day.
Right.
However, God forbid, and knock on all of the wood in the room, if something were to happen in a case like this, you literally made the handoff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally gave them motherfuckers your kid. Like, take them here if something was to happen. And that guilt, I don't know if I can handle that.
Now, what about a self-driven car?
No, kids don't even pay attention. They can't even brush their teeth right until they're 16, 17 years old.
So let's say we were at a point in 10 years where the car can just take the kid to school. You wouldn't let the kid get in?
No. Kids are bad, and they find it. They find
as they get older. He gonna learn how to jimmy rig the shit, right, go wherever he wants.
I was gonna say the door won't open until it's in front of the school where someone is there to receive the child.
Unless your badass kid didn't got that app that you didn't know nothing about, and they figured out how to reroute.
Party app.
They wave their phone around the damn access box
true.
In the front.
They in the car all tootsie rolling and doing hitting the dab all day long, skipping school.
Meet you at the mall in 10.
Okay,
just,
for real.
Just rerouted.
For car ain't got no roof. Car ain't got no route. Motherfucker ain't no route. Shit. So, I say that to say, this makes me nervous, y'all. I cannot say that as a matter of fact, I know I wouldn't do this.
And you know what else that makes me think about? I also hate
seeing kids on the train.
Well, that's why I want to raise my children in the city. I would love
think
to live.
That every time I see one, they're getting younger and younger on that train.
And they're so vulnerable. Like, what the hell? Like, little kids.
Little children. And I'd be like, this is terrifying. I don't know why y'all are out here right now. But I just think about, to you saying that, like, drivers, and especially people that work in childcare, everybody feels like they're going to have, like, a lesson or something. You know, there are people that just feel like, you know, they can be all relaxed. So I don't want my child to get in the car and the driver be, you know, Lord forbid, some older woman that just be like, uh-huh, you doing your homework? Well, you need to make sure you do your homework and then say something really crazy to my child.
Right.
Because, like, you know, the Uber drivers will have random conversations with you all day anyway. So imagine they get in this car with somebody that's vetted, and they playing tricks with the children and saying little shit to them and being like, all right, now y'all can curse in the car, but, you know, just don't do it in front of your parents.
Look what that teacher was doing.
What are y'all doing?
Look what that teacher was doing in Florida. Wasn't that? Of course it was in Florida.
Florida man.
That
man.
Middle school teacher running that white supremacist podcast she was saying on the podcast how she was instilling those white supremacist teachings in the kids in the classroom, and she was encouraging other people to do that.
Ooh,
and you think,
Lord,
I'm finna put little Hodari in the backseat of that car?
Hodari.
It means powder and strength. I'm just playing. But you think I'm finna put him in the backseat of that car? No. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. Deontay
we
ain't
say
going.
That now. I'm gonna remind y'all of this in 20 years when your kid's in the back.
We can
stop at when your kids. We can stop at your. That part, that's where we can be like,
because, you know, as much as I say to myself, like, I want to be part of my child's life, I might meet this child and be like, take your ass on, bye. I'll see you at the end of the day.
Skip, hand drive.
Okay. Oh, it's automatic. All you got to do is show up. Show up. Don't give me a reason to come down there, so I don't got to see your ass. Like, I might turn into that parent once they arrive. So I might be like, cue up the app, get your ass in the car. Let me know if they say shit to you.
Cue up the app and get your ass in the car.
Whatever you got to do. And then I might meet them outside and be like, you know, looking in the car, see who dropped my child off, and be like, I seen your ass.
You know this ain't gonna last long, though, right?
I mean, today it might not.
Let's be realistic.
Has this launched, or this is a concept?
It's launching, I guess.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if they started yet, but it's a real thing. Like, it's happening.
Somebody has to be the first, so I guess, you know, over time they can, you know, implement little ways to stay in. Like, if they maybe start some sort of ride sharing where it's something where people can...
Safety is the least of my concerns. We're talking about kids, right? So think about it. adults are bad on car. A car dedicated to moving kids around. Buses. You know how many Capri Sun pouches, Cheeto singles.
Speaking of Capri
you know how
Sun
much
pouches,
food and shit
so
is going to be all over the backseat of that car. How many you sending your kids to school in that car? Of course you're going to send them with breakfast, pushing them out the door, hot ass eggs and sausage steaming up the back windows on the way to school. Food spilling syrup all over the back seat, it's not gonna last.
Okay, well,
I'm telling you,
if you want to go there, imagine the damn drivers canceling on kids. Being like, oh, this child living in the projects. And they cancel
oh,
on the kids.
No.
Like, imagine.
No, I never would have gotten on that ride share.
I mean, just because, you know, today these drivers, sometimes they would be like, oh, I ain't going there. So instead of that ride being 5 minutes away, it'll be like 8 minutes away and 10 minutes, and they're just trying to make your ass cancel. It's like, what the hell? You were just coming here. Why did you turn around?
You
it's
see
like,
the car
no.
not moving on the map.
Right.
Just sitting
what
on
are you doing?
Or what about the kids? You know, because everybody, you know, don't pace, you know, that together. You know what I'm saying? Some students move a little faster with, you know,
I don't know.
Concepts yeah. and learning than others. So what about the babies that have trouble making out the numbers and letters on the license plate? You know what I'm saying? What about them babies?
Well,
how they going to know what car to get in?
Well, and this is free.
If
you
they
know,
can't make out
there.
59C1... How they gonna know that that's the Toyota Camry to take them to the school?
Well, you know, Uber is, you know, doing this thing now where when the car pull up, depending on the car, sometimes they have like a little color thing.
The,
you can select
the
light,
the Uber symbol.
So maybe they'll make those more prominent. Because, you know, Lyft initially
Wait,
had them big
what
ass.
What is this? They have lights.
Yeah, it's like a little LED screen or something in the
oh,
middle of the car.
Yeah,
and you can
yeah.
change the
that
color.
That looks
of it.
Like a pill beat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
there's that
pill.
One too. Mm-hmm. The ones in the Lyft.
A
and
pill beat.
You can pick the color on your phone. And then when the car pulls up and you see the logo
tablet.
Illuminated that
what?
Color, you yes. know that that's your car.
This already started?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to upgrade my app.
But it's not every Uber driver has it, because I think it's some extra that you got to get. It's just some shit they be trying to get people to get.
That's bottom true. Line, you know, ain't going to be no, my kids' Lunchables ain't going to make it to the back seat. I'm sorry. They're just not. It doesn't work for me.
All right.
All right. So next on the list, Khloe Kardashian. Right? So Khloe Kardashian just gave birth to a baby girl. Her and her fiance, Tristan Thompson, just had a daughter. And the daughter's name is... So shout out to her for having a baby. You know, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, she's
you
been...
Know?
It's been a long journey yeah. for her to have a child.
So they had
she
named
the
baby...
Is she the last?
Kendall is childless.
Oh, yes. There's one more. Literally one more. Wow. Damn. Okay.
Everybody
sorry.
Else has kids.
I'm not even into the Kardashians like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, from the things that I remember to think about that pregnancy journey, that is fucked up.
And so. Shout out to the next generation, because think about it. Those girls, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie, just had daughters 4 months apart from each other.
Aww.
So that's the next, that's keeping up with the Kardashians, too. Think about it. That's a whole new, that's a spinoff. That's a spinoff that's going to spin on. So once again, Kris Jenner that has made the puppets dance.
I love you,
10 years
Jenner.
Strong, Brody Jenner.
I think Brody Jenner is the only man that is, you know, on the other side that I might be able to be like, you know,
the other side.
You holler at me, I'm gonna holler back. Okay. Shout out to Brody Jenner.
You think he got lawyers in the kitchen cabinet?
Maybe. Maybe actually. It's just something was so hot to me about Brody Jenner since you've given me this time to say it.
Well, yeah, then you got the floor.
I just used to love watching all those little shows. Like
The Hills and all that.
Laguna Beach was like the shit. And so it was just something about Brody always just showing up on the scene, kind of like he was like my Superman to me. And so I just have always thought he was so hot. And today he's aged very, very well, you know, for the other side. So
he don't fuck with them Kardashians
and he
at
don't,
all.
And I love that.
I like the, remember the bummy musician? I think Lauren
Justin?
Was dating him. Was
are
that
you,
his name?
Or wait, are you talking about
oh,
Lauren?
Oh, Steven was his name?
I don't remember.
No.
He always had like a leather jacket.
Not the
exactly
one that Audrina was
talk.
Dating?
No. Justin Bob, what was his
no,
name?
No, Justin
yeah,
Bobby.
It was
Justin
like,
Bobby
was Justin
Audrina.
Bobby?
No, it's the guy he, I know exactly
right?
who you're talking about.
I if
know
I remember
exactly.
correctly, because I could be making him up in my
no.
head, he was hot.
I remember who you're talking
there
about.
There were...
I know
is
who you ain't
Justin
talking
Bobby?
About.
I
it wasn't
know.
Spencer.
It was
no.
definitely not Spencer.
No.
It's
Spencer
never
looked
Spencer.
Like a honeycomb.
It's never Spencer.
I saw him in the face.
Hashtag
he's horrible.
It's never
Spencer.
Spencer.
Never. Him and Heidi.
Look, speaking
of
Spencers.
Are they still
together? I guess. I think they got sold together. They had so much damn surgery. They must. They probably going to be together forever.
They got
shit.
Sold
they did. Spidey, since that's what they call
they
them.
They got welded. The last time I seen her, she
her
literally looked
look
like she had been welded.
Shit.
Literally welded, okay, with a blowtorch and a mask. So, anyway, Chloe named her baby True Thompson. Do you guys like the name?
True Thompson?
T-R-U-E. That's her first name, and her last name is Thompson. I don't think there's a middle name because where would it go? So
I mean, it's cute together. Mm-hmm. True Thompson.
Tristan. You're the second person who said that to me.
Is it because it Tristan wanted to tease? It sounds good as a set.
Is what?
Is it because Tristan wanted to tease? You know, sometimes the fathers want their kids to have the same, like, letter.
Interestingly enough, there's more to this story.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh.
So the reason, the reason that Chloe named the baby True Thompson is because Kris Jenner's grandfather on her dad's side, his name was True Otis Houghton. Now, you know, Kris Jenner is over 60, so you know this happened 40 years ago, wow. Okay? Then, after that, Kris Jenner's father's name is Robert True Houghton.
Oh.
So it's paying homage to the family.
That's cute then.
See how it changed?
You know.
See how it changed, y'all? See?
But I thought the name was cute as a set, but I like that it has lineage.
So how do you guys feel about that, about pulling names from, like, your family lineage like that?
I'm not a fan because a lot of them are ugly, and I hate the pressure. Like, my middle name, I'm not going to say it. I'm not, but it's really not cute. Mm-hmm. It sounds like someone's yelling at me from a field.
Wow,
Fran. Asking me to come get the eggs.
Wow, Fran.
And it's been passed out so many years.
Is that why?
It's close.
See?
Honestly, it's very close.
That's what I'm saying.
And I told my mom it ends with me. I was like, I hope you know that. There's no way around it. It's
so
ugly.
You just done.
And I'm the fourth generation, so it's kind of like bad to cut it, but no, it ends. I feel no guilt.
Done.
None.
Done. Hands washed.
That's it.
What about you, Asante? Do you feel like, because I like, well, okay, fun fact about me, both my grandfathers, right? My grandfather on my father's side and my grandfather on my mother's side have unusual names, especially for men.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather's name is Candy. One of my grandfathers, and the other one's name is Jewel. Those are their names.
They're cute, though. Right?
So, like, and not Candy like Burris, before y'all even get fucking started. And this is my family we talking about, so don't get your ass whooped.
Shit.
But it's, like, literally like the word, like C-A-N-D-Y. And he was, like, he is. He's, like, a wonderful man, but he also has always been cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Had game, like, you know. And so I admire him so much. So that being said, you know, there's some names to move around, you know. And I'm fascinated with daughters being junior. I think that's the coolest thing in the world. And so, like,
yeah
I like naming the daughters after men in the family. I just think it's kind of cool. So the fact that she pulled from that side, I just think I'm on board with it.
That's cute.
I actually thought that it was really cute when I found out that Cynthia Loving Jr. was Cynthia Loving Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lil Mo.
I was like, who?
When I found out she was a junior, I was like, wow, that is so funny. But it was cute to me. I was like, that's really dope. Really like that she's a junior.
Carolina Herrera is the first person who I saw that name their daughter after themselves in junior. Carolina Herrera, the designer, her daughter's name is Carolina Herrera Jr. And aww. I remember being little and seeing that like, that's something else. You know what I'm saying? I was really, it was so next for me. So,
my mom is technically a junior.
Is she really?
She's named after her mom.
Yep.
Just thankful she didn't. Keep it going. Imagine me named Gladys.
Yes.
No.
Because I'm so glad you came.
Okay. Gladys, you.
That's cute. Oh, that's really cute. I'm going to start saying that to her when I see her.
Gladys, you. Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts
Gladys
on that because I think
you.
It's cute. I think that's cute. I like the name. So, congratulations to Chloe and Tristan. And everybody else
congratulations,
involved.
Chloe.
Right, so that means that the grandkids, all right, let's run it.
Don't be rude.
What are the grandkids' names, Asante?
I don't know.
Mason.
Oh,
right?
Mason,
that's
I know.
That's Courtney's son.
Yep.
Then she had Penelope.
Yep.
Whose middle name is Scotland. And I remember watching the show and hearing Kim tell Courtney, just name her Scotland. You should just make that her name. But Scotland ended up being the middle name. So Mason, Penelope. Then Courtney has a little boy named Rain, like Toya Wright's baby.
Oh, wow.
Then
his name is Rain?
Mm-hmm.
Two Rains.
His name is Rain Aston something.
Ooh.
That's it. Yep.
Of course.
So then you got her three. So then you have Kim has North, Saint, and Chicago. You started laughing.
I mean, it is.
Then, I don't know why all those names together just sounds so
North. That's the family, baby. North, Saint, and Chicago.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Powerful.
Then you have
Squad.
Kylie has Stormy. Then Chloe has Stormy Webster, which sounds just like Stormy. Her last name is Webster.
Stormy Webster.
Which sounds like what? Stormy weather. I just heard it as soon as I
Wait,
saw
Wait, Travis Scott's real last name is Webster?
Mm-hmm. Wow. He look like it, don't he?
Is his name Travis Webster? Webster?
I don't know. But that's that baby Stormy Webster. Stormy Webster.
Amazing. I'm all for the cool names.
Ooh,
Stormy. Then
out.
You have Rob's baby. Y'all always forgetting about Rob's baby. Y'all don't never bring her up.
Dream.
Dream. Yep. Who is as cute as she can be, by the way. Have you seen any recent pictures of that baby? She's like gorgeous. I see why that girl touched that baby. Well, I don't see why she touched the baby. You know, but I see why she was like, girl, your baby is so cute. Because she really is cute, for real. Okay. All right. China another question, you guys. China. Let's move on from that. The pink Lamborghini just to pick up True from school.
People sent me pictures of rakes for like 3 weeks.
Man.
Episode.
Rake it up.
Yes, it's King Kong.
Oh my God. We'll get there.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we'll
get there.
Oh yes.
Yes, Miss King
oh,
Kong.
Oh yes.
Speaking of music, Kendrick Lamar.
Woo! Woo!
Has become the first rapper
yes!
to ever win the Pulitzer Prize. Pulitzer Prize. Can you imagine if it's the Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
baby.
Get this one. I'm gonna get this one. Yo, music real good. Everybody like your music. Yo, album about something good. I'm gonna get this award. You gonna go down in history. This real. Yeah, nobody gonna have this one. Ain't you the only one? Hey, gonna get this one. Ain't nobody else got this. Hey, you gonna be the only one get this one. Bitch, you gonna get this one. Bitch, that one. This one for you, bitch. Okay.
At the Ritz Carlton.
Why does he sound like Plaza and Auction?
It's not the Sold.
At the Ritz Carlton.
So, not the Pulitzer Prize, but the Pulitzer Prize.
Down today.
He won the Pulitzer Prize for music. He's the first rapper ever in the history of the award to win it. What a prestigious honor.
Amazing.
What an amazing accomplishment.
Because it's usually jazz, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he won. For an album called Damn at That, which
right.
I felt that in my soul. I said a cuss word. Won the Pulitzer Prize. I might not be so bad after all. However,
powerful,
he won.
Powerful.
The album Damn is amazing.
Yes.
But now that the doors have been opened up, well, what else should have been done won the Pulitzer Prize? Like, what albums do you all think?
You know, I will say, I didn't even know there was a Pulitzer for music.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either.
I never heard of that.
So many more people know now. That's the power of music.
Right?
Look at that. So what should have won, y'all? What else should have won? A Pulitzer Prize. What albums do you
a
think?
A Seat at the Table.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that should have been worthy. I mean, I definitely see the impact and the influence of Damn. So if I'm looking at it from that perspective, then I feel like Solange definitely, especially with all the messaging she brought back, especially with Hats Off to No Limit and Black Culture Down South, like all of that. Definitely should have got something.
Well, I'm curious. Do you happen to know what the criteria is? Like,
no, I don't know what the criteria is, but normally the Pulitzer Prize is given to works that are extremely influential and have done good for, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe music, because I also read that Christian albums, a lot of Christian albums have won the award.
Right.
I think it's only been jazz and Christian albums that have won.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, which would lead me to believe that it is about an album's influence or impact in some way that has helped people. Mm. So.
Because I'm even thinking about her live sets, too, and how she does that. But
I learned a lot from, there's so many albums that we could pick from, that like The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, definitely.
I mean,
what do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, people have issues with it now. I see a lot of people saying it's overhyped, but
they weren't alive when it came out.
It's made such an impact. The fact that it's still getting sampled, got sampled twice in 1 week.
Randomly, right?
Yeah, randomly. Apparently, she's going on tour. Did you see that?
Yeah,
we're going back on tour. Because remember last year she had that, was it last year she did a tour with Nas?
Did she?
Yeah. It was like MSL and NAS. And I was like, what is this?
Cute. I did not catch that.
Or
at
it
all.
Was MLH, Miss Lauryn Hill. MLH and NAS.
I thought MLH was hockey. Or that's NHL. My bad.
Oh my God. But she's doing the 20th anniversary tour for Miss Education, which I'm laughing because XD was on Twitter like, whoever buys tickets for this, good luck.
Drop that on yourself.
Look,
but
get
I want
Red Bull,
go.
Some slippers.
We would all like to go in theory, friend. Like,
but
it's an amazing.
You're not
going to
buy a ticket?
No.
I'd love to buy a ticket if I could sit at home
time?
And watch a stream.
We shall see.
Or
I'll
you
be
just
pleasantly
know the
surprised.
Show late.
If I could watch a stream live at home, I would pay for that.
I don't want to go because I don't want to hear the song sung. If she has worked out whatever issues were preventing her from being able to perform the songs in their original way,
she does the, like,
I'm down.
Hyper version.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hear the chipmunk singing. Miss Education, like, girl, you ain't ready to watch out. Some guys don't know about that thing. I don't want to hear that. So, I'm sorry.
Do you know that was my first, well, not
the
chipmunk version, but I would say that was my first concert ever. The first concert I ever went to was Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Lauryn Hill, yeah.
Ever. So, I think it'd be kind of full circle to go back now at this age, at her age, you know?
I think if she, like I said, if she, and I think that, make no mistake, I think that Lauryn would love to be able to perform that work in its original form. You know what
Maybe
I mean?
She will.
She would love to be
I'll
able
let you guys
to.
Know if I
Please.
Get tickets.
If she is doing that album the way it was, I'm totally like, because it would be like a once in a lifetime thing.
I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Despite what people feel about it, but it's definitely a classic.
So, what other album do you think she'd want? What about Trina's The Baddest Bitch? Did anybody learn from that?
Could you imagine them announcing that?
Think about it.
Well, look, who was it? If they read off Boosie's thing at the.
In a month, you want a Benz, another week, a set of rims. That's gems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So, okay. So y'all just want Kendrick to be the only one to get it? Hell.
I said Solange.
Yeah.
Who else can you think of that should go in there?
See, I'm thinking about albums, like bodies of work, and who's had a body of work that has been like...
I mean, Aretha, but I just can't even think of which project.
That the one with Amazing Grace on it when she was at that church.
Don't
but
you think
then
Aretha
that's Christian.
Needs a... Oh, true.
But it's still Aretha. I definitely think she needs a Pulitzer Prize. She got everything else.
Legit. If anyone's going to be in it, she should.
In the words of Patti LaHale, more degrees than a thermometer. Okay.
Oh,
she does. She was getting honored and all those honorary degrees and stuff. But Aretha could be in there. There's a lot of people who've made bodies of work that have been like just hugely impactful like that.
That completely shifted the culture.
Yeah. You know, if anything, I think like Miss Low Key, Missy Elliott could go in there.
That's a good one.
Anyway, so
her
I just thought that'd be interesting.
All them shit, for real.
Mm-hmm. All right, one more music-related question.
I was trying to read up really quickly on the Pulitzer stuff, but it's...
What you pull up then?
I mean, it's just a lot of...
You pulled up copy. On the Pulitzer.
Like it's just saying, the musical jury is usually made up of three composers, one music critic, and one presenter of musical work, meets in New York to listen to the recordings and studying the scores of pieces, which number more than 150. Like, it's just a bunch of copy. It doesn't tell me anything specific to what... can actually be
submitted or
yeah and how they judge it, but it is judged and there's like a jury that votes on all this stuff, so
we should send them Countess Vaughn. Don't walk away
the video
from me.
Right,
it's cinematic.
Okay, what's
all right,
we're moving on.
So we all know, and I'm sure we're going to talk more about this later, but Beyonce shifted the culture. Hell, that's who deserves the Pulitzer Prize for music, Beyonce, for that Coachella performance alone. Okay,
I mean,
we'll get there.
Exactly.
That band,
we'll
though.
Get there.
Come on.
Well, I'm come glad you on, mentioned Tom. The band because
get into money.
Hey. Okay. Hey, everybody, man. Getting to the. Sorry, I was gonna hit it. I'm ready. Anywho, we all know that she performed, and her performance was over 2 hours long, themed to the HBCU collegiate experience, the marching bands, all of those things, right? The steppers, the jail teams, all of that. So her mom, Tina Knowles, was recently quoted as saying that she was initially concerned that the Coachella audience would not understand and would have been actually confused by Beyonce's intention of honoring the HBCU experience. Mm. And she said that she was like worried about it. She said that Beyonce's response was, and I quote, I have worked very hard to get to the point where I have a true voice. And at this point in my life and my career, I have a responsibility to do what's best for the world and not what's most popular. She said that her hope is that after the show, young people would research this culture and see how cool it is. And young people, black and white, would listen to Lift Every Voice and Sing and see how amazing the words are for us all and bridge the gap. She also hopes that it will encourage young kids to enroll in our amazing historically black colleges and universities. So, but isn't it amazing, in true friendzone fashion, let's look at the spin of this, right? Isn't it amazing that at a level that Beyonce is on, and even Tina Knowles with her exposure to the industry and what she's seen happen with the story and the career arc that Beyonce has had, she was still apprehensive at this point about creating something original like that, that was intended to expose an audience to something they didn't know about and premiering it. When you have full, complete creative control of the stage, of what's put out, these people have waited 1 year for you, literally waited a year for you. And her mama was still like, girl, I don't know about all the Lori Seasman salt on this performance. I don't know, Beyonce. And Beyonce did it anyway.
That's how you do it.
That's amazing to me. And it also is just so affirming that it's okay to not always be so sure about what you're putting out there or what you're doing. We talk about it all the time here, but you kind of condition yourself to, like, be Teflon and kind of just, you know, ignore those impulses and, like, be confident in your work. But hell, this Beyonce mama. And if she had to take a pause for the cause, me no longer feel bad. I don't at all. So how do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about having that kind of anxiety at that point? Do you think that there's hope for any of us at all? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I feel like as a creative, you really can't. You're always going to have to deal with some sort of doubt or some sort of worry when it comes to your work because it's your baby. It's something that you've spent all your time crafting and, you know, making and building and, like, living and breathing. So there's always going to be. Even if, like, for me, when I walk out on stage, I don't necessarily get scared, but I always do have, like, some moment, like, all right, quick checklist or just something that always clicks right before I go out. Like, even if it's a moment of, like, all right, flip on, or, you know, we're always listening to music or something right before we go out, but I just always feel like there has to be something, even if it is down to that wire moment or if it's, like, the week of or the day of, and it's something that we do talk about because you never want to sabotage yourself and say, all right, we're just actually going to scrap the whole shit today and do something completely different. But there have been times in the past where Beyonce has done such, and, you know, it's always been worth it, and it's always been worthy, and I'm so happy to see that even that she's dealing with it at that stage, it's worth it.
And what a great example of, now listen to your mama.
Oh, my God.
Right? Or, has there ever been a better example of be disobedient? I think this is the one,
y'all. Or even just show what you're talking about. Because sometimes you look at people that are supposed to be in your corner, and they might be older, so you really trust their insight, but they might not be as connected to what you're connected to. And so you just got to, like, show them better than you can tell them.
Yeah.
And she definitely showed us.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's hard to not do the popular thing sometimes because you want it to do well. Mm-hmm. And most of the times, the masses are going to want what they want. Or at least the gatekeepers, I should say, are going to pump what they want the culture to take in. But I love that she was like, this is what I want to do. And then Coachella's massive. She's in a massive point in her career. And she still just went with her gut. And look what happened. It ended up being an incredible performance that we've been trying to figure out how to rip the audio from. Trying to figure out, you know what I mean? So, Sandy's like, you mean you're
no,
trying to...
No, we make... are all trying to wait for it to show up on Beyonce.com or Tidal.
Apparently, it's on Tidal.
Oh!
I think.
What is? I'm about to start my trial.
No? It's... Is it not on Tidal? The Coachella audio?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, maybe that was fake. Thank God I didn't click it.
Yeah, I haven't seen... I haven't seen nothing. Wow.
I saw a tweet saying that. Either way... She did amazing.
She did.
People have not stopped talking about it for days. So
every time I go on Twitter, it's the only thing I can think about. Like, I can look at and tweet and retweet and
everything from the outfits, how hard the dancers were going for 2 hours straight, how sharp and precise the band was.
Everybody,
I mean,
everybody
note,
in the band was
chord.
Stepping
Insane.
And blowing everybody. And strumming and drumming. Like, everybody was doing the fuck out of that shit.
Outfits.
It was the black. It, that, honestly, I'm so sorry. Everybody knows, like, you know, people that have, like, done some sort of band experience, like, there's like a camaraderie there. There's like a step and a groove like that you have to be into there. So to watch these people do this, like, it's a black ass moment to me. Like, I think about people playing in the band in fucking middle school and then doing like the homecoming shows and people just making it like a whole fucking thing. So to watch it be a celebration for everybody, like not just black people in the South or in big stadiums like in Jersey and stuff like that, because I think y'all have classics up here. And randomly, I've been to a couple of them, and I was like, all right, I think I'm a little too old to be up in here now, because I was like 24, 25. But then to watch Beyonce now do this shit years later, I was like, this shit needs to be mainstream, and it needs to be highlighted. And the way that she did it in such a way that was just reminiscent of, we've been doing this, we've always had this shit, don't y'all forget it, that we're the pioneers. And for everybody that's been out there doubting themselves, don't forget that you're the one. And I feel like Beyonce is just like the standing ovation. Like, she is the standing ovation for everybody to be a testament to themselves. And that's all I see whenever I see her.
So you just going to say, fuck Tina Knowles?
No, it's
just like that.
It's my mama, and I love her.
And it's my mama.
I can show you better than I can tell you. Like, you know, like ooh. Sometimes your mama tell you to do something. And you do it, but then you don't do it her way. And she's like, oh, I see you got it done. And it's like, yeah, but I actually did it my way. And then she's like, oh. And she's like, oh, okay then. And then from then on, she know a little bit better. Like, your child taught you something.
Mm-mm. She'd be like, get the belt. That's what she said, because you ain't do it the way she told you to do it.
Mama Tina too happy now to get the damn belt. Unless she'd be like, give me that belt over there. It's $1,000.
Even though the audience was dead.
The audience was always so dead.
Frustrated. I think they was tired.
I feel like,
you know, I told that to people too, though. I was like, nobody knows what it's like to stand, okay? Because they were not sitting. Standing, were you guys at Afropunk when Solange performed?
Yes.
That we had to wait hella long? Or then, or remember the year before that when the internet had us waiting?
Oh, yes.
Yo, I was like,
the internet was down.
I physically could not stand. Like, it was painful. My back, my knees. And I'm older now, too, you know? So I agree. I think they may have been tired. And it was late.
Yeah, which now, I don't think that's nighttime. No excuse. Because if you at Coachella, then damn it, you should have bought into the fact that you know what time it, like, you know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And it's Beyonce, too, so you don't have no choice but to get... She literally tells you what to do. Pat your weave, ladies. Pat. All they had to do was just to do what she said. They would have been all right.
She kept telling the audience to sing several times. They did not. I was not pleased.
Rihanna was partying.
Rihanna was getting her motherfucking blast.
Rihanna was partying,
baby. Did you see her bracelet?
Yes, the flash.
That's so lit.
Classy.
Love Rihanna's
her.
Dope.
Rihanna party.
What y'all think of her outfit with the mask?
I like that. It's Rihanna at Coachella. That's what she does.
It's Rihanna, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
I love what she said when you don't have room for hangers. So she just threw out everything.
All right. So before we get too deep into the Coachella water, which I'm sure you're going to dive into later on.
Yes, I can't help it.
Our last question, we're going to wrap this on up.
Question?
With a bow. It's not so much a question. We're just about to kick shit about something that happened that I just decided I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a mom in Leavenworth, Kansas, who said that for weeks her 4-year-old daughter had been afraid to go to daycare. And she came home the other day. She immediately noticed that her child had a swollen nose. She took a closer look and saw that the little girl, 3 of her front teeth were missing.
What?
And her top lip was bruised. She told her mom that she was in the Leavenworth Daycare's gym after school when a boy beat her up. She said that one of the students pushed her down and knocked her teeth out. Another 4-year-old. When the mom goes up to the school, the teacher who was monitoring the class, she did apologize and she told her that her daughter and the boy had an altercation, and the mother doesn't believe that that's what happened. She's like, kids play all the time, but how in the hell does a 4-year-old get their teeth knocked out? 3 of her teeth are knocked out. Nose is swollen, lip busted.
But who sends a kid home like that?
Without any
phone
calls.
If that happens, doesn't the teacher immediately call, like, you need to come, you know, this has happened, and they explain and show you what happened? The kid would have been there. Something's off.
Well, the mother has removed her daughter from the daycare because she's afraid for her safety. And the mother is worried about her safety, like I said. And the daughter said that she doesn't want to go back to that school because the monsters are going to get her.
Wow.
That's what the daughter told her. So let's play how would you have responded?
Oh, oh my goodness.
Not okay. Let's play.
Because let me tell you how quickly me and a really good friend of mine who I've known them for years, and they've just always been reliable when it's been when I've been in trouble or my back's been against the wall. Are you familiar with Louisville Slugger by chance? Because this is an instance where sometimes you got to go old school. This is an instance. Your baby, your four-year-old baby
you
comes
really
home.
You really rolled up with a bat?
Oh, my God. Are you my friend, my daughter came home 4 years old with a swollen lip, a swollen nose.
Missing teeth.
And three missing teeth. And she came home like that. Talking about the monsters at the school, and she's been telling me, first of all, my daughter, my kid, this is why I don't need no kids, because my daughter telling me she was scared to go to school would have been a red flag right then one time. That's not something I would have had to hear for weeks, but I don't judge nobody's parenting. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a red flag for me. But if my baby girl came home like that, like she had been, like she was in Creed, you know what I'm saying? I call my baby girl comes home looking like she's an MMA fighter.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Dustin.
You know what I mean? After I didn't send her to school smelling like Johnson & Johnson, and she come home smelling like whatever's in that bottle they squirt on you in the corner when you're in the boxing ring.
Oh. Yeah.
That's water.
There's no way. There is no way. I would have grabbed me my wooden Louisville Slugger, maybe even the metal one, and went up to that school and wore everybody out. Whoever had their eyes on my daughter that day would have got it until somebody came and got me.
You would go to the school and
yes.
beat people with a
yes.
bat?
Oh yes.
Yes.
I sure would. I sure would.
How would that help?
What Madea say when she was in that closet, moving the hangers? It make you feel better. She told her, throw all the clothes around. Why, Mom? It make you feel better. It'll make you feel better. And my daughter would understand that there's somebody to protect her when she's hurt. Because that baby saying she don't want to go back to that school because the monsters are going to get her.
That's crazy.
So you damn right. Me and my good friend, such an old friend of mine, you know, one of those friends, you ain't seen him in a while, but once you do, it's like you never were apart. Me and my Louisville Slugger, we done went right on up to the pre-K and handled our business.
Well, no.
What did you do?
I'm just praising the Lord that I'm not equipped to have children right now because mm-hmm. I'm crazy like Dustin. I just don't think there's anything rational that would come through my mind if my child just showed
there's
up.
Not. And I don't even really care what we say we would do because that really what kind of game is that? I just
right.
wanted to talk about it because I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
When I read that, I was like, when I was researching a little shit for us to talk about, I was like, this ain't really a question, but damn it, it's coming up. Because I just cannot imagine.
Bro, I can't wrap my head around that.
I can't imagine.
You mean to tell me my child shows up, like not even, and this is some bullshit, but not even like a letter or nothing, like I have to be like, what happened to you? Like, what's going on? And then they have to tell me, like, nobody called me, nobody informed me, like nothing. What?
Swollen nose.
And then you expect me to just shrug it off with like, oh yeah, the kids, you know.
Swollen, busted lip.
Like what?
Three missing teeth.
I'd have been like, I don't know what y'all trying to hide up in here. Maybe y'all aren't insured, but my lawyers will be contacting somebody up here very shortly to get this squared away.
She four. Her teeth ain't even four, because you know for a minute it just be gums. So them teeth ain't even make four. And they gone. Ain't even make four and they on the floor. What kind of sense do that make?
That's awful.
I'm telling you, I would have... Yeah, the pre-K would have went from capital to lowercase fucking with me that day. I would have beat that K down to lowercase. So anyway, friend, thank you guys so much for participating in Hot Topics at the Friend Zone.
Dun, 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 dun.
So much fun to talk about something different. We'll see you guys for the next Wild Card Show next month. And now we're going to switch things. Today's episode of The Friend Zone is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's also about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to, who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/zone and use the code ZONE to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's code ZONE and Talkspace.com/zone. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. And now we're going to switch things right on over to the wellness because we need it right now. Remix. Let's go.
So very rarely do I talk about like candy or like chocolate, candy. Right? Ooh. Are you guys chocolate eaters?
Yes.
I like Reese's, like miniature peanut butter cups. But other than that, you know, I don't really hate Reese's? Eat a chocolate bar.
Well, I won't say hate, but it's just whenever I used to get it in the Halloween bag, that was the one I would give away. I
really pass it on, baby.
I have been revisiting all of my favorite chocolate candies as a child, and they are all still delicious.
Remember how we used to fuck them white chocolate Reese's up?
I do. He used to buy a whole bag, and I was like, why would he bring this around my life? The other day, I had a Zero Bar. It was still so good.
A Zero Bar.
Zero Bar. It's like chocolate, I think coconut or something. I can't remember what
the
it is.
The blue letters. So is, I know what you're talking
about. It's like a gray wrapper, and it's like white with like a blue outline. 100 Grand was so good. Payday was so good.
Score. I like them Score Bars.
Oh, the Score Bar, yeah.
So y'all like chocolate?
No, I mean, I'm never really a chocolate.
You name the list. So that got put on to this brand called Honey Mamas. When I was in Colorado, and they have a website. They're actually
ain't nothing but a honey mama. honey, ain't nothing but a honey mama.
They're based out of Portland, Oregon. But get this. This is the one. Look at the packaging. It looks like soap, right?
Yeah.
It's super
is
cute.
Is it bark?
Is it what?
Like chocolate bark? Or it's just a square
it's
bar?
It's a cacao nectar bar.
Oh, what?
And it's lavender red rose. Ooh. So it's so listen to this. It's made with luscious coconut meat, dark cacao. Cacao, I couldn't get it out. Essence of lavender, red rose petals, and raw local honey. Mm-hmm. It's no gluten, no soy, no dairy, no grain, and it's handmade in Portland. You guys, it is legit the best chocolate I have ever had in my life. As soon as you put it in your mouth, it just melts on your tongue. It's surreal. And then it has the flower petals. When you unwrap it, they're all in the center, like sprinkled around.
Oh.
And it's a mixture of like lavender bits and the rose petals, y'all.
Damn,
it is just like art, artisanal.
Send us some.
And I tweeted it because one of the girls, shout out to Sarah, my sister from Loan. She was like, I know you're not, you know, big on chocolate and stuff, but I just it had the lavender, and she was like, I just feel like anytime I see anything with lavender, I feel like you automatically love it. And as soon as she put it in my hand, I could smell it because it was a fresh batch. And you smell the fresh lavender. And I was like, are you kidding? The wrapping had stains on it. You know, like if it was just made, like the oil stains.
Yes, that means it's going to be good.
Fresh. So as soon as I ripped it apart and ate it, I was like, this is bonkers. Damn. Like, I had to tell you guys about it. And the fact that it has the coconut meat.
Ooh,
you
I
can
love
taste them. It. Oh, I wish I would have brought you guys some, but I ate it.
Oh, well. Look, now I'm going to go get me an almond joint and pretend.
And they have a cayenne one.
Oh, I like that.
So if you like it, that was so genuine. Yes. I like that. They have a lot of different flavors, but I love that it's handmade and it's a small indie company. You know I'm all into that. And I tweeted about it. And so many people were underneath like, oh, my God, someone gave me that for my birthday or, like, for Christmas or I just bought something sweet. They do.
Oh, honey mamas.
And you can actually catch them on Twitter because when I tweeted, sweet enough, they tweeted me back and said, hope to catch you in Portland. And, yeah, and it's at Honey Mamas.
Honey
spelled
mamas.
Just like that. Yeah, and the website, you can order from the site. But if you happen to be in Colorado. I'm sure that it's not just in Colorado, but that's just where I happen to catch it. It's at the Natural Grocers. And Natural Grocers has a lot of locations. They have like 100 different locations in like Arkansas. I saw Texas. If you go on Natural Grocers website, but obviously go on Honey Mama's website if you don't have it in your Natural Grocers locations.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's so good. I'm trying to find.
Asante trying to order some now.
I see him.
I saw this cocoa no nut. I was like, what you mean, though?
And it's raw chocolate, so it's just.
It's got coconut in it. I like that.
I love that you're really on the website right now.
I would have got stuck at No Nut, too. Like, oh, hold up. Okay. Hold up. Let me tell you what we not finna do.
So if you want to, you know, yes, have some sweets, yes, but not compromise your diet, because I know a lot of us are trying to be more conscious of what we're eating, okay, and how it's affecting our bodies, especially after watching Beyonce, everybody's ready to get back to being snatched.
And Wild Country. I don't want to eat nothing. I lost my whole appetite. Fuck around with Sheila.
So Honey Mama's a dope-ass brand that will allow you to play around with your sweets, but not, you know, sacrifice your waistline.
That's
so,
self-care, baby.
Self-care.
Self-care.
I'm getting me some.
Please. And when you order it, tell everyone how amazing
Asante
it is.
Asante is literally ordering it right now, you guys, like, in the studio.
Because I'm not even playing. It is the best, hands down, the best chocolate. And all, and I'm not a big chocolate fan, but Haas and Jared, mm-hmm, literally buy chocolate every time we're on the tour because, mm-hmm, it gives them energy before the tour stop. And they were like, they didn't want no other chocolate but that one. Life changed.
They don't want no
So if you're a chocolate fan, check it out. You. And shout out to Honey Mamas for making such an amazing product.
Bars.
Okay,
bars. Why are you looking at it? What are the different flavors?
Hold on, let me go back because I just added one to the cart.
You are so funny.
I was for real. You started talking about it. I was
no,
like,
listen. Wait till you get it. Bad. I cannot wait. You're going to be like, what?
Well, I was looking at the lavender red rose bar. I had to make sure I add her to the cart. There's nibs and coffee. There's Dutch bar. And this one, it's made with sprouted almonds, dark cocoa, and the honey. Mm. There's a Peruvian bar. That one, it's got the sprouted almonds, too. There's also the cocoa no nut. That one's the one. It's the coconut meat. Mayan spice. That's the
Mayan
one.
Spice. That's the one that Haas had.
It's got Saigon, cinnamon, cayenne pepper. Yeah. Yep. There's a peppermint bar. And you know my mom used to love peppermint bark. She would probably love this. I got to add this thing too. And the last one is ginger cardamom.
Yes.
So, yes, there are definitely some flavors
not
in
a
here.
Game. So check them out, honeymamas.com. Okay, and that's it for this week's wellness segment.
No, that's a wellness. Shit.
Right? A fun one.
Now it's my turn.
Because we got to have balance.
It's a fun show today, y'all.
My mom always says, your body needs a little bit of pollution.
Just to know that I'm alive.
Right? So go ahead, Asante, what you got for us on this week's music.
Well. This is actually the music man segment.
This week's music man.
Happy to be here with you all. This week in music has been amazing.
What?
Coachella, what happened? Did you guys catch any performances outside of Beyonce?
No, Coachella.
Okay.
I'm lying because I saw Cardi B.
I did watch Cardi B's performance. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
It was cute.
It was bomb.
I love that she paid homage to Left Eye.
Yes.
Anybody paying homage to artists from the 90s will always
automatic
have my heart.
Just
whether it's Aaliyah, TLC.
Shout out to Tokyo for nailing that wig.
Yes.
And the outfit. I want to know what shoes she had on. Did you see the shoes? I thought they were creepers, but I did a zoom in and they weren't creepers.
I thought it was them nurse shoes that look like wallabies.
No, they weren't.
You know them nurse shoes, them white ones that look like wallabies? No. I thought it was them nurse shoes.
So I've
got the little heart on the side.
You did. I know exactly.
Like white leather wallabies. Yeah. I can't stand you. No, they were like creepers. But I know they weren't.
Well, she so had them on the floor.
She did.
I'm surprised we don't know what size they are because the soles was up. Cardi B was down there on that floor working it out. I was like, go on, Cardi B.
She was twerking.
And I'm here for YG with the hard bottom shoes. Yeah. He's committed to that look. Here for it.
Man, YG was dope. It was just dope to actually watch Cardi, show her project as it to be the club banger that it is.
Yes.
And I think it's dope that she got to do Coachella and show us that, yeah, I'm pregnant, but I'm still a star. And she reinforced that, and rightfully so.
Yep. And the strippers. I saw a clip of Miguel's.
Oh, yeah. I saw parts of his. I want to see it in full so bad.
I know, because he sounded so good.
His voice was sounding.
I think he was singing Adorn. Was it Adorn?
I saw him singing the Spanish song.
Caramelo.
Yes. Yes, God. I love that song. I'll be in the house going the fuck off.
I want the pants that he had on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird because it's the same pants that Beyonce's dancers had on. So clearly those like shiny patent leather
it's the look.
Loose fit pants are kind of having a moment right now, and I want a pair.
I can't wear them. I'm going to look like Jocelyn Hernandez put on some patent leather pants.
I want a pair.
Or Avalon or somebody. Yeah, you know they're always wearing them liquid latex get-ups and
but
shit.
I can't wear them. Right. You have to be like Aaliyah.
God, like.
Why did you
I can't be looking like that.
Outside of Cardi, I also did get to catch Migos. Hey. Theirs was super fucking lit.
Oh, no, I didn't catch it.
Fuck it.
That shit looked super lit. Like. That shit felt like the club.
And this was a very black Coachella.
Yes, it was.
And praise the Lord.
Right?
Yes, it was. The Migos had sound issues at first, though.
They did. I saw part of
that,
too.
And they was, you could tell that they had went out there, and then, like, they were still working on the sound. They was like, well, y'all figure it out. You could tell that's what the vibe was.
Yeah.
Because once they got it figured out, the Migos were going the fuck off.
Yeah.
They were. Dej Loaf was killing it, too. I saw Dej Loaf fucking shit up a little bit,
too. She had a set?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dej Loaf had a set.
I need to look at the lineup because I didn't catch everybody. I literally just knew Beyonce was performing.
Right. Yeah. I knew everybody was performing, but I was just like, I just have to catch Beyonce. Everybody else will get caught when they get caught.
So. And I didn't catch her the night that everyone was streaming it because I was exhausted. It was the same night of my retreat. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But I saw it the next day because I tweeted, like, I clearly missed a lot because I saw a clip of her performing with Kelly and Michelle.
Yes.
Which they look so cute. But then people blessed me because y'all are the best with links to where to watch it.
It's like, oh, no, hold on. Look.
Yeah, everybody was like, no, friend, you need to get information.
Them links done expired, I'm sure.
Probably.
Because even the YouTube links, because for like half a second, YouTube, like after they re-aired it, like I think they left the feed up for a little bit. And I think somebody at Parkwood was like, hey, not today. And they was like, oh, okay, well, we're just going to take the whole thing down. So it's like none of the feeds are up.
Because well, I was going to try to go back and watch creepy is that one of the links I clicked had Russian writing in the front, and I was like, I probably shouldn't be, but
it was one of them Facebook people.
No, it wasn't a Facebook. But I watched it anyways. Is that fucked up?
No.
That's so fucked up.
Look,
I was like, ooh, what does that mean?
They can't hear me shaking my head no to you.
Right.
And literally, I'm not even kidding. It had Russian writing, but I just fast forwarded to the part where the show started.
Well, you ain't got to feel bad because Rihanna got a song called Russian Roulette.
Well,
produced by Chuck Harmony. Shout out to Chuck.
And you can see my heart beating.
Oh,
there
shit.
You go.
Well, I made it an event and I harassed Crystal Jean, who was up. Shout out to her. Went over to this bitch house.
Oh, I wish.
At like 2:00 in the morning.
Oh, I wish I could have watched it with y'all.
First of all, I went to the seafood spot and got some food and showed up to her house because you know it was going to be an event. I was
of course. I totally would have rolled up with my Snuggie and my house shoes.
Fran, had you been here, you would have loved it because I couldn't. First of all, actually, I have a few bones to pick. Just because it was an epic performance and thank the Lord Jesus that it was. But the way that Post Malone just would not get his ass off the stage
my God.
And would not be done.
I didn't see. He opened for Beyonce, right?
Yes.
Bossip called him a human poop cloud. It's like human, shoot, Bossip, human poop cloud. Post Malone won't get off the stage or whatever the fuck that
was. He was struggling. And even when he was finally getting off the stage. And like he was like performing some hits at the end. I was like, oh, okay, I
don't
know these songs.
Like,
I only know one.
That Psycho song?
No, it's like the most recent one. Something about riding something.
Well, the Psycho song.
I don't know. I think it's Post Malone.
The Psycho song is one of the latest ones that I've been hearing everywhere because people was just like yelling like the goddamn wolf all over the place. So then I see his ass looking like the damn dirty wolf that I'm hearing, and he's doing his damn song, and then he just won't get off the stage.
And the yodeling kid opened for him. I can't.
No.
But wait, hold on. Did y'all see the video of the yodeling kid on the flight to Coachella? He was singing the song on the plane.
No.
He was on the plane singing the song.
Let's go back to what would you do? What would you do
somebody
if you was on the
tweeted
flight
it
and the yodeling kid was yodeling on the damn flight?
Hey, see, y'all know I like to. Y'all, what do I do on every flight? Sleep. You already know. So, I would be so fucking pissed.
Somebody tweeted, I would have told that kid to shut the fuck up.
I'd have walked up to him and his family and been like, really? No.
But the thing is, everyone was telling him, like, they were totally egging him on. No. Like, sing it, do it, do it. And he had no, he's like, I'm 5 years old. I'm so sorry.
I would have been the bitch that might have been removed from the flight that day. I'm like, I'm glad everybody's having a good time. But, you know.
But if he yodels one more time, I'm going to shove that fucking cowboy boot down his throat.
This is not
that's
the,
what you would have said.
It's not the party plane, y'all. It's not the party plane.
Words in his mouth. That's what you would have said.
Exactly what Dustin said. Verbatim. They would have got it.
Okay.
But I
shove
think
that fucking stride right boot down his throat if he keeps on yodeling.
But legit, that meme, I wish I had the video. I mean, it's literally just him yodeling. But it was people filming him on the flight. And he's just jamming in the seat.
That little guy, he can sing.
He can, and he should go into the studio and do a whole project. He should. I feel like when people go viral like that, they should just go ahead and put out music as quickly as possible.
The fact that he was on Ellen,
yeah,
Coachella. Did you see the video of him performing at Coachella?
Yeah, and they had to tell him to move over to the other side.
Yeah, you saw that. He was shook. Well, he got to, you know, milk it.
He should.
I just don't want to get excited and then see pictures of his mama and them with them red and white hats on. That's what's really been holding me back, for real. Because I'm like, watch me get excited, and then end up seeing a Make America Great Again hat.
But
on
you
the
didn't see someone
photo.
Tweeted him and say he probably uses the N-word, and he wrote back, I would never.
Why would they say that to that baby like that?
He tweeted back, I would never.
Well, bless his heart, because the little nigga can sing.
He can.
I'm just going to tell you, the boy can sing.
With his little toe tap. What's his name? Mason Ramsey. Do your thing, Mason.
Go ahead, yodeling boy. Well, outside of Post Malone not getting his ass off stage, when he finally did, I hate to critique people that are just working, but, you know, they had the YouTube correspondents or whoever, the Coachella people, so it was like the young women, they were all doing like the intro into Beyonce, and there was that girl, I can never remember her name, but she was the one that was in the clip with Vince Staples where he was talking about fuck R. Kelly.
From Complex.
Is it Nadeska?
Laurie
Ann
Gibson.
It is Nadeska.
I thought that was Laurie Ann in that video.
But her and the other two women, they were just making it. And maybe I'm just a Beyonce fan and I just need her to come out. But they weren't giving us any, like, nutritional value or any, like, added excitement to Beyonce coming out. So it was annoying that Post Malone wouldn't get off the stage and you're going to cut to them talking about nothing. And then I guess maybe Beyonce needed the time to just be in place.
Well, I was going to say, are you sure he wouldn't get off, or was he helping Beyonce? Because, you know, sometimes they're not ready.
And that might have been the case as well. Mm-hmm. And so that might have been why they had these women talking about whatever they were talking about. They might have to need to fill the gap or fill mm-hmm. the space. But I was just like, damn, Coachella, like, y'all just got...
They should have had us.
Just some cool people, at least people to fit the aesthetic of what y'all are doing each year. Not to be like, y'all should bring black people in for the black year. Because, you know, Nadeska's black. So, you know, she was up there, I guess, you know, trying to represent as best she could. But she up there telling Vince Staples, you're going to get me fired. And he ain't saying nothing.
I would love to interview him.
This
you know
is what I'm saying.
Him.
He is up here giving you a moment right now. And I know you love him, too. So, friend, had you been sitting there and he would have did
blast.
That. Had he been doing that shit while you were sitting there, y'all would have had a whole introspective conversation.
Blast.
And change the landscape of me, social media, and how
and
it's me today.
Why do you feel this way about R. Kelly?
This is what I'm saying. She's talking about, no, dude, you're going to get me fired. It's like, you trying to be a gatekeeper, and you about to feed right back into bullshit. And that's what I called when I seen her talk like that and act like
but
that.
But I heard they cut that whole part out, too. Like, it didn't make it to the feed.
Well, I didn't watch that part when it happened on the feed, mm-hmm. but that's on the part of the clip that's going viral, so it made it
anyway
to the cutting room.
Right.
Or not the cutting room, actually.
The shade room.
So after watching all of that, I was finally happy to have the yonts for an unspeakable amount of time. Like, I just was like, damn, I really sat here for 2 hours plus getting my entire life, and it's like 4-something in the morning and my wig is snatched. Like, I don't know how to continue with my life right now.
I don't know why you were saying, I thought you were saying the aunts. I thought you meant like
your mama's
Candy's
sister.
Aunts.
Look, imagine the aunts up there singing background the with aunts. The mamas. Ladies and gentlemen, the mamas and the aunts. Now, we ain't gonna take the first line,
the
mamas.
Old lady gang.
OLG. But the yonts came up there and she basically gave us the what could have been her Super Bowl part two.
Oh my God.
But like
so
next
good.
Level. Like not
I
even
still
deserving.
Can't believe her endurance.
Man.
Like 2 hours of singing, live, dancing, outfit changes. Nail changes, apparently. Yeah. I don't know if that someone was saying that was actually an old rehearsal picture, but either way.
She's bad, period.
Bad as fuck.
The best.
Hate, though, that they keep comparing her to Michael Jackson. I don't know why we can't just let them both be awesome.
Right.
Right. Because people are foolish.
I saw the list of like who are the top five performers. I mean, she's definitely up there, but they're so different to me. They're both amazing. I wouldn't even.
I think it's sad because it's different times too. Like people don't realize a lot of this stuff happens for us on social media, and there were a lot of things that were happening then that people didn't know or didn't even really get to see or experience. So like people now aren't even able to fathom what Michael Jackson doing what he did then meant and how he was doing it, let alone trying to put it to what Beyonce is doing now. That's why when people do that stuff, I'm like, no, no, thank you.
Just let them all have their eras. Right? They're all slayed. But yeah, it was amazing. And who else? There's no one else I watched.
I want to go back and watch SZA, and I want to...
She performed?
She had a set. And I didn't see Vince Staples. He had a set, and I need to go back and watch his set. Tyler, the Creator, I watched him.
I love Escape 3 was there. Escape performed at Coachella?
The trio.
X3.
The triplets, the sisters.
I never know what is real with Dustin.
They wasn't there. Latoya Wright was there. She was in the audience.
Was she looking good?
Yeah, she looked like Coachella-ish. You know, for... She looked... Yes.
That's one thing I like the Coachella fashions, and that's why I was going to talk about Tyler, the Creator. He was wearing, like, a highlighter, like, construction, like, short set almost, and then he had, like, leopard print hair.
You.
I love Tyler, the Creator. You. I know he's in the White Boys, but one day he's going to need to come back to this side just for me. Like, he's going to come back and save me and be like, I remember. And I'm like, I know.
No, I remember.
And we could just stay black and protect each other's blackness.
He's awesome. I saw him perform at Afropunk, and he
yes.
Remember?
Yes, yeah. Afropunk.
Going crazy because he had the energy.
That reminded me of the catalog. I forgot. And then watching him again at Coachella, I was like, damn, I
forgot.
He's
coming back this year.
And the project that he dropped right after Afropunk was bomb. And mm-hmm. So then the fact that he had like a whole nother thing coming, I was like, oh shit, like summer's here. I can't wait.
Golf so to watch playing.
That was actually my prelude to Beyonce because I watched that at home before I left and then went to Crystal's finally and just a little bit of Post Malone. I'm trying to watch my
time. I know Crystal must have been upside down on her couch.
We were screaming at the TV. Jaw dropped.
I hope our neighbor was prepared.
Lips popping, eyes, lashes busting, whatever. Like, we just couldn't take it. It was amazing.
Sick.
It really was.
It tied up so many loose ends. It tied up so many things for me in culture as a child. Like, in high school, when it, like the snap era was happening and watching the drum major snapping with the drum equipment and the majorettes and shit, so.
They did amazing. Awesome. Get to the money.
Hey.
Everybody mad.
Hey.
Yo, I need that version.
I have that snip.
Yeah, but I'm saying I need that version. Because the song is dope.
Who is her tour DJ and like mixer and all that shit?
I need to know who the MD was for that whole thing because that version was crazy.
Queen of Spades.
Right, we got to get Queen of Spades on the jack to figure out what she was doing. Cause
man, and you know what's crazy? Because I love that song by OT Genesis, but it's hard to listen to it now without
after
the band.
That, yeah.
It's not the same.
It's still an amazing song, but it needs that live band kick because that bass. Ooh.
Nothing like it.
Do
you think they'll put it out? What if they put it out?
Let's Can I just say, so randomly, I love that she performs Bow Down and Flawless.
And Formation in the same tour.
I love that she performed Kitty Cat.
But specifically, yes.
Cat never gets
But loved. Specifically because Flawless was like, or Bow Down was like that little piece, and then it came back as Flawless. So yeah. Then to watch all that tied together in this same set of her yeah. talking her shit and showing us her shit and showing off.
I wish she would have performed Blow.
Yes. On skates. Ooh. She probably could have performed it on skates in the water, like just something crazy that don't even make no sense.
Maybe next weekend?
That's why I just was like,
We don't know.
I don't know. I just seen those rumors, and hopefully those rumors are true that we could get a second set,
But it won't be streamed, though, because Coachella doesn't usually stream the second weekend.
Damn.
Unless they make an exception, because it's Beyonce, and I'm sure she has the power to make them do it, obviously.
Right, she'd be like, technically, you know, since I didn't give y'all one last year, y'all should just get both
Right. They usually only stream the first weekend, but we'll see, because that'd be dope. I mean, it had like 75% increase in viewership from last year's Coachella. So that would probably, you know, push them to want to post it.
Beyonce did that shit, y'all. Like,
yes.
That's crazy. That is crazy how she
Beyonce,
turned that shit out.
Michelle
like
that. And Kelly, Solange.
Yep.
Everybody in their mama was out there.
Solange went. Jay-Z. In.
Solange was fucking it up.
That shit was so funny. Like, it was just so funny. And
he looked cute. I liked what he was
wearing. I don't have no ill will or no feelings towards Jay-Z, but it was so funny to watch Twitter because I did not try to open my phone once, but like every now and then I was like, let me just go look. And to see everybody on Twitter just be like, ugh, Jay-Z, boo. I was dying. I was like, y'all gotta not do this.
People
right
talking
now
about he was winded. No, he was not.
Y'all know they finna go on this tour together and y'all acting like this. Speaking of them going on the tour together, I just have been revisiting the On the Run trailer from the movie that they put up. That was never a movie. Just because I needed to be a movie and I needed to drop somewhere at some point in my life.
Me too. Ava, what's up?
What's up? I mean, I just really need that to be a thing. But everything was gravy at Coachella. I think that that's all I should talk about for the Music Man segment because that was all that was really happening. Listens lately, very quickly. Anybody y'all listening to?
I'm like, who came out? Oh, you know, what's his name? Ray Shrummerd. Sway Lee dropped Guatemala.
Yes.
And I really like it. It's dope. OT Genesis. I'm listening to him. Oh, what did y'all think of Nicki's songs? Because remember, they hadn't dropped yet.
Yes, it's King Kong. Yes, it's King Kong. Yes, it's King Kong. Yes, Miss King Kong.
The beat. I love the beat for that.
Chun-Li. Old school Nicki. I love them both. It takes me back to Beam Me Up, Scotty. She's rapping like she used to. The beats are old school Nicki Minaj beats. Like, it's just a throwback to when we first met Nicki and loved her. So I, for one, am thoroughly pleased.
Yes.
Chun-Li, Barbie Tings, let's go.
Did you see the video?
No.
It's an iPhone video.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
The official video. What'd you think?
I like them both. I feel like initially I like Chun-Li more just because I like that whole thing without, you know, just the whole cartoon thing. But then I was like, you know, Chun-Li, I started to nerd out a little bit too much. So then I was like, actually, I don't like these parts. But then I found myself liking Barbie Tings more just because of how she was rapping on it and the shit she was doing on it. Like, that gave me old mixtape Nicki, and I really, like, missed that. Like, how she would just decide to be, all right, I'm going to own the beat on this part.
Right.
And then I'm going to be cute for this part because, you know, this is my fucking shit. And then I'm going to talk my shit here. Like, I just missed those things about Nicki, so I like them both.
Yeah.
Very good ways to start off.
I definitely like Chun-Li. My listens, it won't load because I don't know what's going on. But, oh, never mind. Robert Glasper and Kate Renata.
Hey.
Yeah, they have a project. Oh, spoke too soon, it won't load. But they have a project. You can find it in the new releases section on Spotify, which means I'm sure it's the same for Apple Music and Tidal. It's really good. Iman Omari's on it. Y'all know how I feel about him. And Alex Isley's on it.
Yes.
Powers. Wow. What's going on? Powers, Pleasant, Joey Badass, and ASAP Ferg have a song called Pull Up.
Okay.
You gotta check it out. It is so good. So New York. Love that. I've been listening to that today. Pac Div. They have a project called called First Baptist. It is so good.
Yes.
I love them. Happy they're back out. The Robert Glasper Kate Renata project is called The Art Science Remixes. That's what it is. It's very good. Who else? I guess that's it. Yeah, that's it. Wait, 50 has a new record?
What?
Oh, shoot. It's apparently 50. I'm scrolling through the new releases. It says 50 Cent featuring PNB Rock, and it's called Crazy.
Oh, dope.
Wow, I'm curious.
Well, it's appropriately named.
Apparently, Rich Homie Quan has a new record called Listen. I missed out on a lot. Yeah, that's it for me.
Well, I've been listening to Jim Jones has a new project called Wasting Talent. He's rapping like old school Jim Jones. I've always enjoyed his music. He has a song on there called, where is it? Banging, number 5. It's Jim Jones and Mozzie, and it is literally the jam.
It's his own joint?
Yes, it's brand new. Jim Jones is the jam. Also, Tinashe's Joyride album. If you're a Tinashe mixtape fan,
good.
The album is good. Yes, it's good.
I gotta listen to it on the ride back.
Joyride is good. Shout out to YG, who has a song called Fuck It Up that I really like. Just Nice For What?
Still.
Nice For
on
What?
On repeat, bruh.
Watch the breakdown.
Brazilian Girls. You ever listen to Brazilian Girls? Dope ass band from back in the day. Well, I shouldn't say from back in the day, but they've just been relevant for a minute. I feel like they hadn't put out a project in a long time. I'm trying to think of the song that you would probably know. I don't know. I'll think about it. But they're called Brazilian Girls, and they just dropped a new project called Let's Make Love. And it is good.
Well, I want to listen.
I mean, their name's Brazilian Girls. I was already like, ooh. Okay.
It's just a dope band. They have a song called Lazy Lover. You don't remember that? Lazy Lover? It's back in the day.
They have a song called Pussy.
Pussy's good, too. Pussy, 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 marijuana. That's ooh. How it goes. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Download.
I wish y'all could have seen their faces. Love. Let's Make Love is a new one that just dropped.
Okay, I'm gonna download the album.
They've just always been a vibe, very low key, but super dope. So check them out.
Pussy, 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 marijuana.
Very festival. Pussy, pussy, pussy. They were here dancing. That's it.
I hate to ruin it for you because I wanted you to have the chance to listen to it, but I've been bumping Tinashe's project pretty hard too.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, just quickly, there's a track with Little Dragon on it. And I'm just going to say that.
Really?
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Stop
and just
play it for her.
Well, it's I'm not gonna be able to
take it out.
Well, yeah, it's gonna take too long to get to any of the good parts. That's the only reason
that's
I don't want
to. That's true too.
Tinashe.
But I say listen to the project with a very open mind. Don't think about any of the other stuff.
I'm not really familiar with her other stuff,
and not even just for you, just for everybody listening. Because a lot of people they're like Tinashe, and they already rolling their eyes. So like, just go into it. Like, I'm gonna just listen to this project. I'm gonna see what this girl's about altogether. And if it's not the type of music that you don't listen to, that's fine. But you can still give her flowers for her making the type of music that she makes, which I think is super dope. And just because I said all of that, the second track that I want to highlight very fast is called Ooh La La. And friend, I'm gonna just play you this little clip because I can't believe it.
Really?
Friend, a thug tear filled my eye when I heard that. I was like, that is not the some kind of bad squeaking in the back of the track.
She made me so happy.
I could not believe
what
it.
What a sample, bro.
I could not believe it. Look, you know, there's just something. The entire time I was watching Beyonce dance, I was like, this fucking hood rat bitch, she knows my life, my heart, like the things that speak to me and like my ghetto shit. And so for Tinashe to do that, like, she knew that that was going to strike a chord for a nigga like me.
And I was happy that she picked up on it.
You know, I try not to think about that because, you know, that's when I started wondering if I'm old, and I just try to stay away from all that. Anyway, I've also been listening a lot to Azealia Banks. She has a song called Anna Wintour. And you know,
why do you think that face?
You know, Azealia Banks, here's the thing.
I know, problematic fave.
Problematic fave. And as per our last week's episode.
Literally, she's the epitome of last week's episode.
She's the epitome
of it.
Can you
separate her mouth from her craft?
But you know
yes,
what?
Yes, I hate her music.
Ooh, okay.
I've never liked her music.
Really?
Never, ever, ever. There's been how many songs I like?
Like one.
JFK.
Which one?
That's the only song I ever liked.
Crystal
I
feels
hate
the same
all
way.
Of it.
And like, you know, I'm the type, I'll try to find, like, a song to play for you, some of you might like. But Crystal, I played, like, songs where Azealia's spitting and stuff like that, and she's like, no. And I'm just
it's
like,
just
rightfully
not
so.
For me. But, everything ain't for everybody. It's just not for me.
But Azealia Banks, problematic fave. But, you know, she definitely...
My homie produced it.
It's the shit.
Junior's...
Do you know that I really love the Ice
Gina
Princess?
Mm-hmm.
Ice Princess, the original track that they sampled for this, for Anna Wintour, is like one of my top favorites on that project, Broke With Expensive Taste. Broke With Expensive Taste was an awesome, dope-ass fucking album, but it's just Azealia Banks is crazy, and, you know, people really just don't be fucking with a lot of the shit that she says and the ways that she goes.
I haven't heard it yet.
You should check it out.
So you love it?
I love it. I love it. I love the fact that Azealia Banks can rap, and she can rap on any type of beat. She can do whatever she wants. Like, Nicki Minaj can do like pop records and create stuff like that, but she doesn't necessarily do her own style. And I feel like Azealia Banks has always had like her own style. Like, for her to rap over like backbeats and, you know, that 90s.
I love it.
I love it. I
like
love
freestyle
it.
Freestyle music.
That
hip hop.
Yeah, that club. Like, I love all of that and that aesthetic. And I love that she can rap her ass off too. Like, you could just remove the beat and the bitch is just flowing and spitting. And sometimes you really look at some of the shit she's saying, and you're like, damn, I didn't even know that, like, this is what she was talking about. But, like, now that you're breaking it down, like, I know, like, how intricate your spit is. But yeah, a lot of people can't get into how crazy it is.
But I do have to shout out, I was stuttering before, my homie Junior Sanchez, we were part of a music crew back in the day called Brobot. So to have to see, I mean, he's always done his thing. He's more on the EDM circuit, and he's a very, very well-known DJ. But when I saw that he produced it, it was bittersweet because I'm like, dang, like, I'm happy for him because this is great. And the record, I'm sure I know if he's a part of it, is sickening because his quality, his work is amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I knew that people are going to be torn whether they should support her or not. So I'm like, dang, well, you know.
I love it. She has a lyric video out for it.
Is the music's good? Because it's him, so.
Well, yeah, the music is why I love the song and thought to watch the video.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let me just hear the song and see if I like it. And I like it. And I also really like the video because the video is a cartoon. It's like a lyric video, so it's not real. Mm-hmm. But it's a cartoon, and it's like Josie and the Pussycats. But it's Black Ass Azealia Banks. Like, and you remember there was that one Black Ass Pussycat? So I just thought that was fucking cool.
Shout out.
Also, just my last listen lately, because I said I shouted out Chicago earlier. There's this artist, I think he's like from West Africa, but he was raised in Chicago. His name is Toby Lou. He has a track with Smino called Troop, and so I started listening to him. And he has all these really, really cool covers, and they're all like cartoons, and they're animated, and they're like really cute. And he has a song called Solange. And so I was watching the video for Solange, and he spits really dope. And he talks about, like, cartoons and shit. And his hair is up in, like, Susie from Rugrats. And so he's, like, hair up like Susie. He's rapping. Really dope dude everybody should listen to. The track is called Solange featuring Facer. I've been listening to that one really hard. And the song that I heard him on was called Troop featuring Smino. So that's what I've been listening to lately outside of playing the Beyonce audio over and over again until I can have it for myself for the rest of my life.
Yay.
All right, so now we can just move over to TV land.
Here we is, boy.
Hey. Oh, wait, T-Dot Ill Dude. Remember I shouted him out from the movie with the kid from Power? He messaged me.
What'd he say? The motherfucker get on his nerves, too?
No, but he was just, like, good looking out, you know? And that's, I was like, that's so crazy, because we mention people just because we genuinely like the songs, but I never do it with the intention of, like, them saying anything about it. So that was cool. I was like, you're dope.
I thought you were going to talk shit about Tyreek. I was excited.
Go ahead, sorry.
Like, man, it's crazy you said that, cuz.
I know.
Get on my nerves, too.
That little nigga just being...
Get my sus, where my sister? I can't stand him. It's all his fault. Ah, I got mad all over again. Ah!
Damn.
Okay, back to TV.
Damn, Raina.
Damn. Two-stepping in heaven. Anyway, so this week on TV was the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part 2. It finally heated up. We got a little bit more intense. Shout out to, actually, you know who's done a good job this reunion? Who? Portia Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Portia has really done a good job keeping me entertained this reunion. Sheree has done a great job keeping me laughing this reunion. And we talk, what's the hashtag?
Chalkers.
At, not with. I would also like to give a shout out to Candy Burrs, who dots every I and crosses every T when you're on the reunion stage. And she has made sure to call out Kim Zolciak and Sheree for the things that they've said. Shout out to NeNe. We're just going to give shout outs for what it's deserved. You watched, right?
I did.
Shout out to NeNe Leakes for.
How come you didn't ask if I watched?
Because I knew you didn't.
Let me find out that y'all did it at the retreat, friend.
I seen where she was.
In a projector right on the wall by the plants.
Them beautiful plant walls and the mirror sculptures that was on the wall or whatever that was. I know y'all weren't looking at Lanithia and them.
I'm coming to Vermont.
You seen the video where NeNe's like, the ghetto.
Yeah, ooh, child, the ghetto.
Why is that so
people
funny?
And people tagged us in it when we were talking about the China thing.
Right. The ghetto. It's the way she says it. Ooh, the ghetto.
Lanisha.
Ooh, child, ghetto. The ghetto. Anyway. So Lanithia sat down. I was kind of conflicted, right, though, because NeNe, so she had on like this, and I don't give a fuck what any of them had on, let me just be clear. But what confused me, NeNe had on, it was a Marquesa gown that was like fringe. The fringes were probably like 8 to 9 inches long. It was a long fringe, right? She said she picked that dress because it looked the best sitting. Now, everybody knows that when you wear something that's made out of fringes, what do when you sit down? They go, like, to the side, right?
Yeah.
So if the fringe is, like, 8 or 9 inches long, and it's, like, a nude sheer thing underneath, and the fringes are falling down here, but up top, they're just hanging down, it was not. Fringe dresses and stuff look the best standing, not seated. So NeNe, I think sometimes she talks just to talk. You know what I'm saying? When she does interviews and stuff like that, she thinks that people are really buying into, like, the, you know, housewife of Atlanta, rich woman with no cares in the world persona, but they're not. Because we've watched NeNe from day one. So those are the moments where, like, she misses me. But other than that, she cuts Kim Zolciak's ass all the way out at the reunion. And it was very well deserved. It was actually also very well executed because NeNe, like, all the very pretentiousness and pretentious nature that I just got finished mentioning was out the window when it was time to cuss Kim Zolciak out. Like, gone. She went back to season one, TJ Maxx, NeNe Leakes, okay? And she was cussing Kim out. And Kim sat on the stage, and she's sitting up there just completely telling lies about things that that she had said, saying she didn't say them or she didn't mean them the way that they sounded, but it's all just bold-faced lies, so that's been great to watch. Like I said, Portia has handled herself very well, and honorable mention goes to her. And when she hit Sheree Whitfield with the, well, Sheree, she brought up something that Sheree had been at fault for that no one had addressed. And Sheree told her, well, I thought we was talking about you right now. Ain't we talking about you? And Portia said, we can talk about you too. We can talk about you too. She started saying it like that. Oh, we can talk about you too. We can talk about you too. Portia is like handling this reunion. So that's been interesting to watch. Cynthia has had me rolling because she simply does not care. She won't feed into any of the arguments from Portia. Portia told her that something had offended her or whatever it was. And it was very petty, not even that serious. And Cynthia said, okay. And that was it. Like, she literally gave her nothing. No juice. Then went on so far as to say, once they had, because at a certain point, Sheree's ass was on the line and her feet were on the coals, baby, and they held her, nailed her ass to the wall. So much so that Cynthia even said, we need a new bone collector. Out loud. Everybody's just been saying whatever they want to say during this reunion, and it's been great. Kenya Moore has had me in stitches sitting on that couch side Cynthia.
You think doing she's it, saying. A surrogate?
No, she's pregnant. She's literally pregnant in her stomach. She's not getting a surrogate. Not this time. She came out and said that she is, in fact, carrying this baby and that maybe the next time if they decide to have more kids, she'll use a surrogate for her next one, but she's carrying this baby. So I'm really happy for her. But she's had me, like, in stitches just talking shit. Marlo, she hates Marlo's guts, and rightfully so, because remember how Marlo, even though I like Marlo, I get why Kenya hates her, because remember Kenya made those comments about, or Marlo, rather, made those comments about Kenya's mother. If somebody's own mother don't want nothing to do with them, and everybody knows the story about Kenya's mom.
What a terrible thing to say.
Like. Right. Horrible, right? So because of that, Kenya hates Marlo's guts. So because of that hatred, we've gotten some really hilarious things, like, Marlo was on the reunion. Marlo was talking about something. She's like, I'm just really tired of it. And all you hear is Kenya say, you look tired.
Oh my God.
She's doing that kind of petty and laughing as she's doing it. Like, she's reached that level of just not caring where no matter what the person says, she just rakes them over the coals. So that's been great to watch. Eva Pickford came out and, you know, she said a couple things and, you know, God bless her because she just had a beautiful baby boy. So congratulations on that. Wow.
But you know the baby's name?
Michael Sterling Jr. He's a junior.
Oh, wow.
We just got finished talking about juniors, didn't we? She had one. But yeah.
Junior.
Okay. Junior and not the cheesecake. Okay. But anyway, she came out for a couple minutes, said, you know, what she had to say, and then she went on backstage. Croy was back there saying Kim looked snatched, which is so funny to hear people say words that have been
typically. Croy said she looked snatched?
Yep. And I'm telling you that. See that. See how it took you aback? Hearing these people say terms and words, like when I see these like straight men or, you know what I mean, whoever on TV saying things like shade or tea or snatched and stuff. I remember a day when gay people could have a conversation in front of your face and you would think they were speaking a foreign language.
You ain't know nothing. Because
you had no idea what it meant. But now seeing all these people who I know have made mad homophobic comments and different things like that, I see them say things about no shade and no tea. And they just don't even know how hard I'm laughing because the joke is really on them, for real, for real.
Boots.
Gucci boots. Back boots. But anyway.
Especially homophobic men wearing designer clothing.
Oh, yeah.
That always blows me.
Yeah.
Offset.
Looking gayer than Christmas, talking about some... Anyway.
Gayer than Christmas.
You know, Christmas is a very, you know, ornamental holiday. Anyway. So... The reunion has been great. Shout out to Bravo. I cannot wait for part three because, again, there will be more of this. And I know I said this last week, but for the first time in the 9 years that Candy Burris and NeNe have worked together on this show, they are literally on the same side of the fence. We get to see them not only being in agreement, but sitting side by side next to each other, cussing Kim Zolciak out for old and new. And when I tell you I can't wait, it just made it all worthwhile. It made it all worthwhile. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, too much has happened for me to even talk about, so I'm just not going to do it. I'm tired of Tommy fist fighting all her family members. They got old very fast.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's like they broke down Jocelyn into several different people.
Well, it's like they tried to break down Jocelyn into several different people.
Like they tried to give like a piece of what was once Jocelyn's story to Estelita, a piece to Tommy. Like,
really?
Like they all have like pieces of what we've seen
Stevie
through.
Is Stevie on it?
Yeah, he's there. He's there, but he also has a spinoff show that's airing at the same time, like right after.
Right.
So it kind of makes it like, okay, you know, yeah. Okay, but it's kind of difficult to keep up. But, you know, I just, Estelita, why is she there?
I don't care about
Estelita.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
She's the first, according to her, she's the first lady of Danger Zone Latina, which is Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's label?
Well, both of
them. Well,
Oh no. I'm sorry I asked.
The joke was going to write itself anyway.
Okay, look at God. He shows up. Do you hear me? Anyway, bright on my tongue, O to D. Yeah, so Love and Hip Hop Atlanta has come back on.
Just Britney.
I got it. Oh my God, Just Britney.
Friend, why did I talk about a show on VH1 where there were artists competing for record contracts?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the artists is on this TV show.
Which on show? The one that Dream was on?
No, that was another Love and Hip Hop. Or no, she was on A Bad Girls Club.
Oh.
The show Signed, where they had Rick Ross and Lenny S. and all of them.
And his masseuse.
And his masseuse. Why is this girl on Love and Hip Hop?
Just Britney. She looked like the Proud. You know the girl from the Proud family with the Dejanay? What's her name? That's what Just Britney looked like. But her hair orange, not yellow.
So like an introverted La Cienega? Inverted La Cienega.
Basically, yeah.
Basically. La Cienega.
I wish she was introverted.
That's me.
So, but I'm just tired of all of that. Like,
that's my AKA.
I was not expecting that.
So, yes.
Begin to the money. Everybody mad.
Hey.
You know, so that's everything that's been on TV.
Have you caught up with Atlanta?
I just watched the episode where they were at about the party at the mansion party.
Oh, okay, so my God, that was so good.
That was good.
Did y'all see Drake on his Insta story? Like, I am too high to be watching this. He said he was bugged out. And I wondered, I was like, did they talk to Drake about that? Or they just did it? Which is kind of funny if they just did
that
it. And it seems like they just did it.
It was.
That was a great comeback from the week before's episode. Because the Darius episode, I expected it to be weird. I just didn't know it was going to be that weird.
But can I just say...
I know you connected with it on some other levels, friend, because I was...
Wait, when the girl was super high. Sorry, spoilers, but you had a week to watch it.
Pause it now.
Right? when she was high and she was like, is any of this real? And then it's and it pans over to Darius. I laugh every time because he always has
the right answer. the right friend answer.
He's sitting there.
I would say nice to meet you, but I don't believe time is a construct. So
tell
I'll
me
say
that he is not
what?
Like
nigga, what?
Tell me he's not me.
And
every
you.
Time he says anything, I bust out laughing. So I'm like, it's like I wrote his character.
Shout out to Atlanta, then.
Is
shit.
Childish Gambino writing him too? I wonder.
I don't know.
That character, because it's just too funny. The shit that he was saying, I was like, yo, he gems.
He does have to have some sort of play in it, because even the way his character, like, sees things.
It's amazing. He's hilarious.
It's absolutely.
Bite this sandwich. Nigga, if you don't bark this sandwich. It's like, what the hell? It's season one with that man on the bus.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, see me with my baby, nigga. You tell me to bite a goddamn piece of brand Nutella on the bus.
Anyway, so funny.
Yeah.
Y'all got to catch up on Atlanta.
Y'all have to catch up on Atlanta.
Donald Glover, he should win a Pulitzer. No, I'm just playing.
Actually, he could.
He needs to win everything. I mean, he's so talented. It's crazy.
Everything Atlanta.
Hopefully, that's our next EGOT. Well, that's one of the next EGOTs, hopefully.
Oh, yes.
He would be a great candidate.
Deserved.
Wow.
Deserved. Put that in the ether.
So that's it for the TV. We got the TV off.
Now we're going to jump into what you guys want to talk to us about and asking for a friend.
They don't want to talk to us about shit. No, I'm just playing. Don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com as per usual. The subject here is ghosting or grieving. Have I been abandoned?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, y'all. I'm in a bit of a situation and I'm looking to my cousins for some help. Just call me boss. I'm a 31-year-old black gay man in the South. My boyfriend of about a year and a half has iced me out of his life and is pretty much ghosting me. We're long distance, about 3 hours from each other, and he lives with his grandmother, whom he helps for care as she's ill. About a month ago, he started to withdraw from our conversations in both frequency and subject matter. When I told him I noticed the change and asked him if I could do anything to help him, he hit me with the, "I'm not talking about this right now, maybe later." I let it go as I had a feeling his grandmother may have been super sick, but after that, I didn't hear from him for about 4 days, despite trying to reach him multiple times. Soon after, he called me hysterically crying and distraught, saying his grandmother had passed, but refused any support I tried to offer him. In the 2 weeks that followed, I continued to call, text, and even drove to his town and spent an entire weekend there to be close in case he got in touch and said he needed me. Again, no response. As I hadn't met any of his family and didn't want to cause any unnecessary drama, I didn't feel it appropriate to go over to his family's house to try to see him. Needing some clarity, I asked him a few days ago if he was ghosting me, to which he miraculously replied and asked to be left alone until he chooses to reach out to me. He remains active on social media, but it's now been another week with no contact. I was in this exact situation in my last relationship where my ex went through some tough times, went ghost, and I had never heard from him until he announced he was in a new relationship on Facebook.
Well,
as compassionate as I want to be in the situation, I can't help but feel like...
What you say, Frank?
Are you going to...
What you say? Oh.
As Facebook. Compassionate as I want to be in the situation, I can't help but feel like I've been abandoned in the relationship as I leave him to grieve and fall into a depression by himself. Has this time with my boyfriend come to an end? Any wise words? Thank you, boss.
Yes. It has come to an end. And you are well aware of that. And what I like most about you is that you have enough dignity to just make sure that you're finished before you move on. Because I feel like that's what this letter is more about. Mm. I feel like this letter is like, you know, listen, this is all what's going on now. Should I go ahead and make this move to end this relationship? And the great thing is he's already started to do some of the work for you. So you know how like those papers exist where you sign them and the top copy is white, then the second copy is yellow, and then the third copy is pink. Mm-hmm. He's already removed the white and the yellow.
Wow, bro.
So now you got the pink slip. You know what I'm saying? You already know that the relationship ain't no more, and it's a horrible place to be. When love has moved on from what you thought it was. But True. You always will be able to sense it. And since you've already sensed it, now your work begins. So congratulations to you for even being at a point where you can write this letter. I wish you the easiest, most peaceful breakup process possible. And if he's already started to ghost it, then follow his lead and get your Casper on and be friendly.
Ooh, it's tough because people handle grief differently. Some people do not know how to process their emotions. I won't say I don't know how to process my emotions with grief, but I know, speaking from experience, when I'm going through something like that, like to that level, like losing someone close, especially if he was taking care of her, because I'm kind of in that situation now, I kind of like to be left alone too, but I make it clear. You know, like, I'll say what I'm going through. I'll say, listen, I'm struggling with how I'm feeling about this. It's not personal. It's not you. But because I don't feel good, my energy's hella low, I feel shitty, I don't want to put that on anybody else. So just give me some time to, like, work through it and figure out what I'm feeling, how to get past it, and then I'll come back. And hopefully people will respect that and kind of leave me alone. But when they don't even tell you that, you know, I'm at a point, I'm sure I'm older than you. I'm at a point now where I'm not dealing with anyone who doesn't speak to me with clarity. I'm not dealing with someone who doesn't know how to process their emotions and won't even say that they don't know how to process. And they just do that thing where they, you know, go to a corner, lick their wounds like a hurt dog. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not in that space anymore. Either we talk about it, figure it out, or I'm on my way. There's kind of no in between. Like I said, I'm done raising people. I'm just not in that space. So, yeah, like Dustin said, it seems like the situation's already unfolded how it needs to. If you feel called to, then continue to stay by his side if that's what you feel you should do. Because at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want anyways. And who knows, maybe you staying by his side. I know a lot of people are ride or die, you know, and they want to help someone get through it. But it also sounds like he's not interested in you helping him get through it. So,
which is a relief for you.
Yeah. Don't force it.
One less bell to answer. You ever heard that song? One less. Yeah.
Yeah, just listen. If he's saying he needs to be left alone, guess what you have to do? Leave him alone.
Just leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
With that said, just leave him alone. Only because you are doing everything right, right? And so I guess you're asking yourself, like, damn, like, what did I do? Or why am I being, like, abandoned? Or, like, what's going on? There's nothing wrong with you. You're not doing anything wrong. I think, you know, he's just processing things how he's processing things. If he wants you to be there, you would be there. Some people sometimes don't have the capacity to, you know, deal with somebody else's emotions while they're going through something. And maybe not even emotionally, but imagine, you know, you're going through something and someone's trying to make sure you're okay. You're making sure you don't lash out or do anything wrong to that person, you know? And maybe they just want to be in their own space to exist and grieve how they want and not have to worry about somebody else worrying about them.
True.
Or maybe he has to be strong for, you know, other people in his family. There might be a lot of things that he's dealing with that you just don't know about, and it's because he's not opening up and sharing that with you. So, you being who you are, you're doing everything right. You're doing everything that you could do to be helpful. But at the end of the day, you can only take so much. So if you feel like, you know, should I just move on? You know, that's entirely up to you. But there's nothing, you're not doing anything wrong. I feel like there's this big lesson that always comes about of things naturally kind of like taking themselves out or removing themselves. So maybe right now you guys just are spending time apart so you can build yourself up in other ways. If not for him, for the next person. Same thing might have happened with you and the last person you were with. They might, you know, they abandoned you, but maybe that's because they didn't know how to love you how you deserve to be loved, and you needed to build things up for yourself to be loved appropriately the next go round. I think everything's just a learning tool, and you just need to move forward with your head held high and keep doing the right thing.
I think he's a tool. The boyfriend.
I mean, he's grieving, so, you know, like,
well, not that part, because the shit started before the passing away, right? Didn't the letter say, like, before the passing away happened, they had noticed, like, the distance and all that other stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, you're right. Because it had to do with his grandma.
Right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You're right. Because she was he was taking care
right.
of her.
Right. And I get
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. You're
I
right.
I totally get yeah. the pressure right. of that. And like you're right. you said, sometimes you just don't want to deal with someone else worrying about you. So
right?
it's just easier to be like, don't. Don't worry about me. Just leave me alone.
Because, you know, if I snap off on you, then I'm going to feel like shit for snapping off on you.
Right. When it's just the space I'm in.
Right.
So I get it. I get both sides. Right. But, you know, it's also not your obligation to wait or figure it out or, you know. So do what your heart says.
Exactly.
That's the best answer.
Somebody else text you in line right now?
No, you didn't.
Look, you know, sometimes that might be what time it is, and you just might be looking for, you know, what should you do next? If you are just out minding your business and you're just holding out for this person and somebody, you know, decides that they want to get serious with you, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You, if you feel like you need to, can send a goodbye text to this person or be like, you know, I'm moving on with my life. If you need me, I can be there for you as a friend, XYZ, or whatever. Or you could just say, you know, goodbye, hope you get it together and move on.
Goodbye.
Or you could leave it open and deal with it when it comes, but you are more than welcome to be with somebody else or just be by your damn self because you might just be amazing by yourself.
Come on over to my team.
And that is it for the Asking for a Friend. Again, don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com with all of your questions, comments, and concerns. And now, the Black Business of the Week.
So this Cape Town-based mom named Namvuyo Treffers created swim caps for those with locks, froze, braids, and high-volume hair. Look how cute.
Oh, so cute. Yes.
Isn't that the most amazing idea?
Damn, they're friend, called. No money. Hold on.
Right. This too. They're called Swimma, S W I M M A. They ship worldwide. The website is Swimma, swimma.co.za. And that's amazing.
It really
because
is.
Because how many times have you tried to put on a swim cap and felt like it was going to rip your edges out because it wouldn't cover completely and then it starts pulling at your hair because it's too small? Brilliant. She did it to create. She actually created it because of her daughters. Her daughters were starting swim class, and
oh, it comes in green,
right? And it has super cute colors, pink, blue.
This is the bonnet. Hold on.
And it has a bonnet too. Did you see that?
That's what I'm looking at. Look at the baby in the bonnet.
And they have a section where they can explain the sizes that you might need based on the volume of your hair. Really, really comprehensive website, user friendly. Swimma. I love it.
That's so cool. And right? I don't even have no hair, but I got a big head, so I'm going to look into it.
And I love they have the different colors. They have clothing, shower caps on the website, too. So definitely check them out. This is an international web shop. It says if you are based in South Africa or Namibia, they actually have a special site for you where you can get it on the spot. So definitely check it out, swimma.co.za. And that's it for this week's Black Business of the Week. So we're done with today's episode. Asante's on this website. You are funny.
Look, there's the Afro shower large in the navy, the Afro shower in the kids' royal blue.
Swimma. I know. I was thinking that when I was reading this.
Oh,
Swimma.
And it's burnt orange.
See, I love the green one. You see that. The, like, mint green one?
So maybe I should get the green for the swimming and the
that
shower cap
my
should
favorite.
Be the burnt orange.
The other color's just dope. I'm on a green. I'm going through a green phase.
Ain't it bomb?
Do you guys have any church announcements before we get up out of here?
Don't forget to see us in Chicago on May 12th.
Chicago.
TheFriendZoneLive.com. We are so excited to see you in Chicago. And also Los Angeles. Don't forget, we'll see you June 16th. TheFriendZoneLive.com. You can catch me on Grown Man
you
Shit.
You can catch me.
D. but you can catch me and this D on Grown Man Shit.
Wow.
On CassiusLife.com.
Yeah.
we drop every Wednesday.
Weird.
Right along with the Friend Zone. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode when you hear it. Well, hell, at this point, you didn't hear it. What about you, Asante?
You can catch me on Sunday. I am doing another Back to Black pop-up shop with Pompette Wine Shop, and all the vendors are going
to
be out there.
Shout out to Pompette Wine Shop.
It is going to be April 22nd from 2 to 7, Shop, Sip, Community. It's going to be hosted by myself, a.k.a. Mr. Stay Black and Protect Your Magic. That's what they put on the flyer. It's going to be at La Maison des Arts, 259 West 132nd Street. Come by. There's going to be super dope things that you can purchase. Candles, bags, clothing. Last time there was a girl selling these bags that she makes out of cigar boxes, which was really, really dope. There was a woman that was doing flower crowns, which was really dope. Clothing was being sold. So many dope things happening.
I do too, but I don't want my head bleeding.
I mean,
it was good, actually. It didn't run or anything.
The blood.
Well, it wasn't thorny. That's the blood you were talking about. I thought you meant like the flowers, because sometimes I thought the flower was going to smudge or something.
No, I don't want no blood.
What blood are you talking
from
about?
A flower crown sticking me. What you mean?
Wait, there's she used real flowers?
Yeah, but she like weaved them in. Wow, and I guess she like cut them and stuff.
I'm so sad. Yeah, she
does. The Dusty Miller, she does a truck too. So you could do like have her cater events and do stuff like that. Yeah, like cater. You can have her come make flower crowns or do all sorts of flower pendants and corsages and stuff. I think that would be super
dope.
I'm
totally wearing a flower crown Afropunk.
Let me see.
She's probably going to be there.
I'm so in. I might see if I can make
some crowns with her during Afropunk or something. That would be really cool to just make crowns all day.
At our booth.
Yes.
If we have anyone this year, we don't know yet.
If there is a booth.
What about you, friend? What you got going up?
Well, like I said, Activation Tours on the road. Next stop will be Vermont.
I'm coming to Vermont for that cheese.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I love the food in Vermont. But please apply now at activationtour.com if you haven't already. The applications will close this week, and then we're going to open the applications for Toronto and Dominican Republic next month. So that'll be what's coming up. I also want to shout out Cheska Lee, also known as Francesca Ramsey, who is starting her book tour. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yes.
That's the name of her tour, of her book, rather. So she's going on a book tour, and I will be hosting the Brooklyn, New York stop of the tour. Isn't that cute?
Yes.
And shout out to Shameless Maya, who will be hosting the LA stop.
Yes.
So I'm hosting on Tuesday, May 22nd. It says Brooklyn, New York, in conversation with Hey Fran Hey. So that's going to be good because y'all know that's my favorite thing to do is to talk.
Yes.
So if you want to get tickets for that, it's at WTEQbook.com for tour info and tickets. And support Cheska Lee. Get her book if you haven't for a presale. And I'll see you guys May 22nd.
Shout out to Cheska
Lee. Brooklyn, New York. Yes, it's going to be so fun because that's my boo. And that's it. That's it for our church announcement. That's it for this week's show. As always, we love you so much. Thank you for listening.
Stay black.
We'll see you next week.
And protect your magic.
Bye.